Open at 6:30. Get your free tickets at your Texas Dodge dealer.
I'm a second grade school teacher on a teacher's salary, which can be limiting. I was pretty sure that LASIK was completely out of my budget until one of the teachers at my school told me about Booth Eye Care and Laser Center and Dr. Booth. He offers a special savings plan for teachers and their families. I met Dr. Booth personally at my free consultation. He assured me that he would help make my Wavefront custom view intralytic procedure affordable. Well, as you can probably guess, today I have 20/15 vision, and as Dr. Booth promised, it was affordable, even on a teacher's salary. Thanks, Dr. Booth, for my incredible new sight. My second graders thank you, too.
When it comes to fantastic vision, choose Dr. Booth, the nation's most experienced intralasic surgeon. Great vision and affordable financing options are a free screening away. Call 214-328-0444. On the web, it's boothwithanelasercenter.com. That's 214-328-0444. Call today.
DFW for two consecutive years, but...
10 years. That's a long time. The ticket's gone from Bayless and Menifee to Bob and Dan. Chubb's kids have gone from diapers to dating, and Reiner's gone through another 4 marriages in 10 years. But when you buy a new Mitsubishi from Huggins Mitsubishi, you'll find out all about the 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. So keep that in mind when you visit Huggins Mitsubishi and test drive the new 06 Eclipse or maybe the 06 Galant. Or stop by Huggins Mitsubishi and be the first kid on your block with the new 06 Mitsubishi Raider truck. It's coming soon, and you'll be seeing this one around. So why not get in on the ground floor at Huggins Mitsubishi? Just click on the logo right now or stop by 7501 Northeast Loop 820 or on the web at HugginsMitsubishi.com. Huggins Mitsubishi is a family-owned business celebrating 20 years of outstanding service, and there's always 150 pre-owned vehicles rotating through the lot. So check it out today. And Huggins Mitsubishi always welcomes any trade, regardless of year, make, or model. That's Huggins Mitsubishi. Click on the logo right now or visit them at 820 and 183 or call 817-485-0200 to find out more.
Make mine Huggins Mitsubishi.
Right. Well, let's see it. Yeah, unfortunately, we don't carry it.
Huh.
The Home Depot Reason number 18. GE Clean Steel Appliances. A collection of innovative name brand appliances you'll find only at your Metroplex Home Depot. They look like stainless steel without the price tag. And right now, you can get free delivery on appliance purchases of $299 or more, plus free haul away of your old appliances. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Offer valid through 2/20/06 by mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Breaking sports news now.
Drew Bledsoe stayed upright in Monday night's loss, but says that will be difficult to duplicate against the 49ers. This ticker, a service of the Dallas Morning News and D&M Leasing. The Niners were blown out last week in Philadelphia, but Bledsoe says the final score may be a little deceiving.
They're playing very hard. You watch them on film defensively. They're flying around, playing with extremely high effort. They're a multiple front defense. You know, they play the 3-4, but they also shift and move out of that a little bit and bring some different blitzes.
Cowboys playing for San Fran, leaving a little early to get ahead of the weather. Scheduled takeoff in about 10 or 15 minutes. The Rangers already by the Bay in Oakland, playing playoff spoilers last night with a 3-1 win over the A's. Mark Teixeira and Michael Young go deep. Now the Rangers need 8 big flies in 8 remaining games for the record. Ari Dickey against Barry Zito at 3 today. Roger Clemens, he'll miss a start with the Astros this afternoon due to a bad hammy. Houston now just a game off of the Phillies in the National League wild card. Dallas Stars dropped a preseason skate with the Red Wings last night. Billy Guerin scores twice in the third, but Detroit grabs a 3-2 win. Thicker weather this morning. Hurricane Rita has softened to a level where it's barely even a hurricane anymore. Houston and Galveston have been spared the worst of it after it struck ashore about 30 miles east of Beaumont about 2:30 this morning. There have been fires in the area, plus warnings of floods and tornadoes in southeast Texas and Louisiana. Our next ticket ticker at 10:10, breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Pete Tenney, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to the T-Box. Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Proof that Albert Einstein was right. There are only two things that are infinite, the universe and stupidity.
9:54 on The Ticket. T-Box winding down at Cowboys Golf Club today. Guys out on the range, getting their swing launch monitored. And we also have Nike, Wilson, and
there's one of the guys in our who were in our event, one of the eight
No, you're just sitting there hitting balls, seeing how if you can get it.
I would never do that. I would never do that because my first swing would stick.
Yeah,
I'd be so mad. We did have a closest to the pin contest for Carr and 63-year-old,
62,
close. Ed Thomas gets within 15 feet 7 inches. He opted for the $15,000 in cash, and a lot of close holes. A lot of close shots to the pin. Very surprised. I want to thank a lot of people today. We have lovely Anna Heppel from Avid Golfer for helping measure, our editor Robert Rodriguez, Pete standing back at the station doing ticket tickers, Alex and Wing for doing promotions, and lovely Kevin.
How did you get the name Wing?
Who knows? And I want to thank Cowboys for having us out here
as
well.
How about Cowboys? And Bobby Rodriguez.
And Bobby Rodriguez for giving away $15,000 in cash.
Yeah, how about that?
I'm telling you, there is no way I would have got within $10,000 of that if you would have showed me the bundles of $20 bills.
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah. Pretty cool.
How to get
all fit in a real small little package.
I'd give them pennies. $15,000 in pennies to back up the truck. How funny would that be?
What a whip. The worst would have been taking it back to the bank.
Yeah, would they have taken it? Did they have to count it?
Yeah.
You know, back in the day, you could go take all your loose change to the bank and they'd count it for you. They put it in a machine.
Right.
And they don't do that anymore.
No?
You have to go to like one of those little cash machines over like Tom Thumb or something. They get 9% off your
They also, like I know Bank of America, the bank that we bank, whenever we took quarters in or anything, we would...
You got to roll them.
There's a place downtown you got to go.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay.
Or you could take them to a casino. They've got the machines.
Yes. What a great excuse. Hey, Pete, back at the station. How about a quick update on our president's boys?
Let's take a look at what's going on right now. Let me give you a quick update. It looks like Tiger Woods and Jim Furyk may give this one up today after they had a commanding lead most of the day. They're now two down for 14. So
wow. They were like two or three up at one point.
They were.
That's quick turn.
Singh got his putter going. I guess this is the first time he's hit a couple putts President's Cup. So he got an eagle on 12, and that's what's really paced them to a two-up margin through 14. Leonard Verplank right now, they are even. But Mickelson and DeMarco, they have the lead. Funk and Toms, they are one up through 13. And then Davis Love and Stewart Cink quietly pulling away. They're now four up through 12. So it looks like Team USA could gain some ground today after starting the day a point back.
Thank you, Pete.
EBT, everybody but Tiger.
They sat Kenny Perry and Fred Couples today. They haven't done squat.
I think Couples, you know, I think Freddie is a really, really good player with some serious back issues and health issues. I don't think you need, he doesn't need to be playing 36 holes a day for three straight days.
Yeah, that's probably a good point.
So you needed to sit him somewhere.
Yeah.
Let him play this afternoon. And then tomorrow.
And get ready for the singles.
Yeah.
All right. I don't know who's back at the station today. Is it Ben and Skin or Ben or Skin?
Hey, boys.
Hello.
What's up? What up?
How are you?
I'm doing great, man. Skin, how are you?
Hey, Ben. What's up?
Sports.
Yeah. On the ticket.
Yeah,
hey.
Indeed.
So how much did you guys watch the Hurricane Rita last night? I was pretty riveted.
I watched a little bit of it, and I fell asleep because I was tired.
Yeah, I watched some of it.
I watched it this morning, and I got the distinct impression that every reporter that was out there was disappointed that it wasn't a Category 9 or whatever causing mayhem there. Because all they were saying was, you know, it's not as bad as we thought, but this could happen or that could happen. They're trying to conjure up anything to keep the drama going.
Yeah, they want the drama.
Yeah.
They definitely want the drama. And there was how many of them were out at Galveston? And then when the bypass of Galveston, they're all sitting in Galveston and... They were pretty disappointed, I thought.
Now, since Big Ben is part of Channel 11's team, do they get extra, do reporters that go out to scenes like that get extra hazard pay or extra health insurance benefits or whatever?
No, I don't think so.
Serious?
No.
They're doing it just for the glory and ego, huh?
They do it for the love of the game, homie.
Wow.
Yeah, man.
That can't be right.
I tell you what, I'm learning one thing from this Look Live on TV right now. Everyone buying and selling cars has a huge rack, a tight booty, and a curved back.
No, that's not a look. We're watching a paid program here, and it's we won't say the name of the company, but they're pushing cars, used cars, but they're pushing it with softcore porn. Like they're making it look like every salesperson at the dealership
is hot.
Dealer's waitress.
Every car transaction stops with a delivery pizza guy. and then wah-wah guitar starts up, and then
I don't know,
fluids.
I kind of think that's a genius marketing tool.
Hey, I do too.
I'm going to go buy his car.
I'm going to start incorporating that in the magazine.
Yeah, that's right.
Hot's rad.
Hot sports penis. Hey, boys, we've got the Troy Aikman show starting at 11:30, so we have a very short show. So
oh, you better get to it.
We have to get to it, dog.
Gentlemen,
I love you, though.
Take over the reins and have good.
All right, boys, take care.
Fluids for you guys.
KTCK Dallas Fort Worth, KTDK Sanger.
Here, watch this. It's called a gay porno film.
Is you the one backstage that didn't flush?
No, sir.
Dang right. Shame on you.
I didn't do it. Don't say shame on me. I didn't do anything.
Warning. The following gay porno film has not been altered in any way for television viewing. In fact, if anything, it's been made more gay.
I'm just saying, I've never known you to be all that athletic, and all of a sudden
you've never... Wait, you've never known me to be all that athletic? What, I mean, does that sound weird?
Warning. Please disregard the previous warning. The following gay porno film has been re-altered to make it even more gay than it was. In fact, now it may be too gay for some gay people.
What is its effects?
It slows down your reaction. Your brain just can't really slows down and doesn't stop functioning, but it slows down the learning curve.
And is there any negative effects?
Warning. The following film has been re-edited for television. It is no longer gay porno.
What you want to think about is present day.
My wife is dead. She died in a field.
Oh, dear.
It's no problem. I have a new wife.
Do you speak for everyone? Speak for myself.
Mm-hmm. Well, you've made your views known. Let somebody else do some of the talking now.
Oh, yes. 10:01 on Sports Radio 1310. The ticket. This is Ben and Skin subbing in for the rant today, as we do on the last calendar Saturday of each month. We're glad to have you here with us, as well as we are glad to have Jaron.
Hey, gang.
We're leading off the...
God, man. He's wiping something off his lip. He's struggling to put his headphones on. He's knocking stuff over to get to the mic.
What about how quick time I went to him?
Yeah.
I actually went to him before I went to you.
I'm not on today, so don't worry about it. I'm not a part of the show today. That's okay.
I was trying to race through everything because we've got to squeeze a big show into a small hole because we've just got
what we need to
Troy
do.
Aikman at 11:30.
That's incredible that we booked him.
I know.
I mean, I know the Musers, they're a Marconi-nominated show, so to have him on is one thing, but for me and you to get
him. Yeah, we got him on.
11:30 to 12:30.
11:30, I can't wait to mix with him, too, before we have him on.
What? I don't know.
And we've also got new ticker person.
Yeah, who is that guy in there?
Pete Tenney. Just moved into town, too.
From where?
Brand new. From San Diego.
Okay.
Nice. Well, so how did this all work out? Did the ticket trade for you, or did you just come here as a free agent? Or?
Yeah, player to be named later.
Now, when you came to town, did you know you were going to be...
No, I did not.
So you just found a gig when you got here?
Mm-hmm.
Outstanding, man.
Good to meet you guys.
Well, so is this the first time you've ever been on the radio?
Actually, a week ago today was my maiden voyage. So today is number two.
We got knocked off the air last week. But you had a radio gig before this?
In San Diego, yeah. I worked at the Padres station and also Extra Sports for a while.
Outstanding, man.
So how do you like our fair bird?
You guys are good out here.
I haven't
seen your show yet. I'm watching you guys.
TiVo it and watch it later.
I'm watching it, yeah.
Okay, well, Pete Tanny?
Tanny with an E.
Okay, well, we enjoy your fake name and have a good show today. And tear it up, homie.
You got it.
It's nice having you on.
Nom de fleur.
Bye.
It's very Fletch-like. It's like,
Poon?
Yeah, it's like Poon. It's Indian, American Indian.
Cherokee Indian, what did you say?
Cherokee? Know what he said, but,
That's a movie from junior high, Ben. I can't remember back that far.
And Jaron is with us.
Hey! What's up, guys?
Hey, now, when did you change your name?
Tuesday.
All right. I prefer Jaron, but whatever. Whatever makes you happy.
That. Okay, listen. We interrupted our mix so we could get to something.
Yeah, I got a quick sports announcement I got to make. I figured you'd like this. And I'm going to try and sell you on this.
Little fanfare, please.
Good now, I don't want to blow the lead, but you're going to be moving soon, right?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to sell you on something that's... God, that music is loud.
Da, 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 da. Yes!
I'm going to...
Woo! Yes!
Let's just go to break. I'm so beaten now.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to try and sell you on this.
Okay,
now is okay. Coming up next, I think now is the time for you to do this.
All right, I'm in.
Because I moved around this time last year.
Right.
And I had I went ahead and got a high-def TV, but I did not get high-def tuner because...
It's $650.
Well, back then it was $1,100.
Oh, my God.
And I was more interested in having dual tuner TiVo than high-def.
Right, me too.
But I was hearing, you know Craig Miller from The Morning Show?
No,
it got nominated for Marconi.
I know Junior Miller.
He doesn't even work here anymore.
Okay.
But he was talking about how great... He got his high-def, I guess, recently. He was talking about how great football is. I was like, man, you know, I'd love to do that. But I came home about a week and a half ago, and I walked in and I flipped on.
Hold
my...
Hold on, little fanfare.
Little fanfare for this. I flipped on my TiVo list, and the first 20 slots were Oprah and the Tyra Banks show.
Oh,
a brand new season of Oprah started and the Tyra Banks show, and then I realized...
Power down.
I realized, you know what? We may have to get separate TiVos now.
No, power down.
My wife probably needs her own TiVo, so I use that as the jumping point.
So your wife is TiVoing every Oprah and Tyra Banks.
It wasn't so bad because there wasn't new episodes a week or so ago or whatever.
Oh,
now it's a new season.
God.
And so I'm getting all this crap
what
back
are you
on
do?
My TiVo. Well, we got
a little fanfare, please.
A little fanfare for this. I love the drum part. So I made the leap and I got the high def dual tuner TiVo.
Yes.
Down to
applause, please.
It's down to $650. Mine was $100 rebate, Ben.
More
so it's
that.
Only $550 now.
More plus.
And I got to tell you, it is incredible.
No abrupt stop of the applause.
It is incredible.
Yes.
One of the great things about the high def package is you get when you get the high def, you also order these 10 high def channels. One of them being HDNet. And because there's not a lot of stuff shot in high def yet, you know, they're pretty much just creating programming that's visually stunning. So there's a show that I thought, I've got to tell Ben about this show. This will make him want to get high def. I don't even know the name of it, but they basically take bikini models with triple fake cans, and they wrap a string around their body, like the tiniest little of string. Yeah, kite string. And then they put them in a beautiful setting. Like, here they are by a waterfall. So it's 30 minutes of softcore bikini porn in a wonderful setting so you can enjoy the miraculous high-def visual quality.
Wow.
And I was like, this is a show for Ben.
I've got an announcement to make.
Fanfare, please.
After short deliberation and skin sales pitch, I am now in. I'm going to buy a dual-tuner HD-ready TiVo.
Yes! Consider it a sale job by me, skinny fresh, but now's the perfect time. Just wait. You know, you're going to be moving soon. When you move, get it done. Go get a nice high-def TV if you don't already have one. I'm sure you already have two or three because you're Ben. And just make, now's the time to make the leap.
I'm in.
ESPN, high-def, college football games and high-def. Come on, dude. It's bananas.
You had me. I have something to sell you on.
Awesome. Coming up next, we talk about how our weekend has been affected by Hurricane Rita right here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
You guys, thanks. But I've known about this for a week now.
Sure.
Hey, did you know Pamela Anderson's going to jump out of that cake?
Yeah, I knew that.
So, okay, Pam, take five.
Okay.
Sorry, you just can't surprise me. I'm way ahead of you.
So you didn't know the new Kias from Maritz Kia in Fort Worth come with a 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty?
Huh?
Yeah, and right now you can get $6,000 off MSRP and a free flip-down DVD player with a 2005 Kia Sedona EX.
Wow!
And plus, did you know a 2005 Kia Spectra LX starts as low as $10,995 and the Sorento LX as low as $14,995? And all come with a 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty. Now that is the power of surprise.
I can't believe it. You got me. You bought me a new Kia.
Surprise! No.
Oh, well. I'm not surprised.
Hurry into Maritz Kia today and pick up 2-for-1 tickets to the cutting-edge haunted house, the world's largest haunted house, plus a free pumpkin while supplies last. See our ad in the Fort Worth Star-Telegram or visit MaritzKia.com for details. Maritz Kia, I-30 West and Las Vegas Trail in Fort Worth. Kia, the power of surprise.
You know it's illegal to pump your own gas in Oregon and New Jersey? Makes their gas prices higher. Unfortunately, we can't blame our high prices on that. Not crazy about your SUV that only gets 13 miles to the gallon anymore? What are you going to do? Find a way to get free gas? Get a car with better gas mileage? Well, do both. Now Reliable Chevrolet has a full line of cars that get over 30 miles to the gallon. The Aveo, HHR, Malibu, Impala, Malibu Max, and the Monte Carlo. Plus, when you buy any new or used car, they'll give you a $250 gas card. The 2006s are arriving every day, and Reliable Chevrolet has one of the largest inventories in the Metroplex. Find what you want, buy it, and get a free $250 gas card. See dealer for details. Then remember, at least you're not paying as much for gas as those fools in Oregon. Call Reliable Chevrolet now and schedule your test drive. 1-800-730-4019. 1-800-730-4019. Reliable Chevrolet. 75 in Arapahoe in Richardson. 1-800-730-4019.
The good people at Centennial Fine Wine and Spirits would like to suggest that if mixology is the art of the cocktail, then our store should be considered the Louvre of the cocktail. That's because Centennial offers a world-class spirit selection and all you could ever want to shake, stir, or blend to create a cocktail masterpiece. So come on into Centennial and discover that artistic flair you thought you never had.
Win an incredible trip for two to the Napa Valley. Open your browser, click on Centennial, and sign up for the Buyer Plus card. You'll be automatically entered to win, and you'll save every day on many of your favorite beers, wines, and spirits.
For those of us who enjoy a good vino but lack our own personal wine steward, thank goodness for Centennial Fine Wine and Spirits. Centennial's experts devote their time to researching the world's best wine so you don't have to. So if you're spending $7 or $700, you're sure to get more than your money's worth. And that may be even better than having your very own wine steward.
Hey, it's the Fitz. Stand by. The next 55 seconds might just save your life. 74% of all Americans are afflicted by this terrible disorder. Agresco Consensus, commonly known as bad credit. This epidemic is sweeping our nation by storm. Look to your left, look to your right. Your father, your boss, your next door neighbor. 3 out of 4 of you are infected. Your credit is your future. Protect it. Get your credit tested now. Log on. RepairMyCreditNow.com. It can be the most important decision you have ever made. We offer a free consultation and test results in 30 minutes or less. And all results are kept confidential. No one else has to know. This does not have to be a terminal illness. There is hope. There is a cure. RepairMyCreditNow.com. RepairMyCreditNow.com. Slow pays, no pays. Has your wife told you to hit the highway?
You better hit the highway.
Charge offs, bankruptcy, repos.
RepairMyCreditNow.com.
Your credit is your future. Log on now.
RepairMyCreditNow.com.
It's the law. All items on your credit report must be validated or deleted. Log on now.
RepairMyCreditNow.com.
Your credit is your future.
$5 value. Ask how you can...
Hi, this is Norm Hitzkiss in Dallas. How much do tires cost? How much does gas cost? Go to Volvo of Dallas, you can save on both. Buy a new car at Volvo of Dallas, they'll give you the next 2 sets of tires free, and realize that all sedans or sports cars at Volvo of Dallas get 30 miles per gallon or better, and they run on a low-octane fuel. Hey, there are 30 2005 courtesy cars still available. You get the free service for 3 years or 36,000 miles, and you can save up to 10 grand off the manufacturer's suggested retail price. You buy any 2006 Volvo, and they throw in dinner at Bob's Steak and Chop House. Volvo of Dallas has the largest inventory in Texas of certified pre-owned vehicles, all with the 6-year, 100,000-mile warranty and the 131-point inspection. You want an honest, valued friend in the car dealership, you've got him at Volvo of Dallas, I-35 in Frankfort and Carrollton, where your family matters.
Is reality, okay? If the genius is complaining about gas prices, realize they're paying $80 a gallon for mochaccinos. That would be more refreshing.
Oh, yeah, I meant could any beer be more refreshing?
More refreshing than Coors Light? That's not going to happen.
Nothing's more refreshing than frost-brewed Rocky Mountain Cold Coors Light. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Celebrate 20 years of NHRA drag racing excellence September 22nd through the 25th at the NHRA O'Reilly Fall Nationals at the Texas Motorplex in Ennis. For tickets, call 1-800-MOTORPLEX.
Sports news first, guaranteed.
Rangers dump the A's 4 back in the West. This ticker is service of Friendly Chevrolet and Man's Best Friend. Solo blast from Mark Teixeira and Michael Young give Texas a 3-1 win at Oakland last night. Number 42 for Tex. Sorry, Dickey throws the knuckle against Barry Zito at 3 o'clock today. The Yanks still up on the Red Sox by a game. White Sox up on the Tribe a game and a half. All four playoff hopefuls win yesterday. The Phillies cut the Astros' wild card lead to a game in the NL. Houston was planning to send Rocket to the Hill today, but he's out with a bum hamstring. College football, SMU home to Tulane at 1 o'clock. Not only has the game been moved up from a night game due to weather, evacuees from Hurricanes Katrina and Rita have been invited to the game, no charge today. Coach Bennett insists it'll be worth the price. Then so.
We need to win. We need, before we go on the road, we need to protect our turf.
Game time at 1 o'clock. Catch the pregame show here at 12:30 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. TCU at BYU, North Texas at K-State. On the ice, the Stars heading to Detroit for more preseason action after the Wings came here last night and held on for a 3-2 win over the Stars. Cowboys at the Niners tomorrow. Both teams looking to bounce back after hard losses to swallow. Ticker weather this morning. Hurricane Rita came with 120-mile-an-hour winds when it struck shore around 2:30 this morning. Now it's been downgraded from Category 3 to 2 to barely a Category 1 now. Our next ticket ticker at 10:30, breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Pete Kenny, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to Ben and Skin Saturday morning 10 to 11:30 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
After the Cowboys 49ers postgame show, keep it on The Ticket for Giants at the Chargers. It's the Sunday night NFL game of the week. Brought to you by Coors Light and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Thank you, Word Maker. Ben and Skin, filling in for the ramp on his Sucka Day. We got lots to get into today. We're going to do a little Cowboy talk at 10:30. And Ben has got some breaking news that he wants to tell you about at 10:50 that affects his own personal life.
A little fanfare, please.
Yeah, there will be some fanfare for that.
Yeah, coming up, what?
No, we'll do it later.
Oh.
But right now, we wanted to get into, obviously, the big story affecting the whole world of the world, and that would be Hurricane Rita, which as of now has been downgraded to a Category 1 storm. Now, there was much consternation about this coming in because, obviously, Hurricane Katrina was so devastating, and it annihilated an entire city. And so everyone was in full-blown panic mode. They have evacuated, I believe the number was approximately 2.7 million people, evacuated their homes along the Gulf Coast region, Galveston, even, you know, good chunk of Houston, Port Arthur, Baytown, all those areas evacuated. And now we are dealing with a Category 1 storm. And it was so severe that we had panic here in Dallas, where we live, where we've never had hurricane activity. Can I be so bold as to say that?
I tried to get some gas the other night, and I went to like three different gas stations because the first two I went to were sold out. The last one I went to only had super unleaded.
Where did you find it?
It was a street.
Well, we were just talking part of town.
Frisco.
Frisco, okay. So my mom is in the gas and oil business, and then I've got other family members. Like when Katrina came, you know, remember the flood happened on a Monday. My aunt called me and said, hey, the price has gone up. Basically, in 48 hours, their price, wholesale price of gas had gone up a whole dollar in 48 hours. A lot of it's anticipatory, you know, and of course you have shortages when there's a run on gas and everybody trying to fill up. But one of the issues is you had a shortage of gas in Dallas before the evacuees even got here. You know, there was a run on it. And I don't know if you're listening, Bob and Dan were filling in for the Musers. And I mean, nobody listens to Bob and Dan. But they sent...
I actually do.
Oh.
Sorry, but go ahead.
Well, let's do a segment on that. So they sent Gribble down to the gas station down here.
I don't listen to Gribble.
Yeah. So you tuned out for this part.
Right.
They sent Gribble down to the gas station down here to, there was a lot early in the morning, there was all these lines for gas, and Gribble was being wacky FM. And then Fernando pointed out, hey, how come there's no lines for the other gas station across the street where the gas is 10, 15 cents higher? How come there's no lines over there? Which leads the question, is it really a necessity, or are people panicking about the anticipation of gas prices going up so high? And I got another question. Let's roll out the cliches. Is time not money? I mean, think about how you spend your time and how many shortcuts you'll take just so you don't have to wait in lines and things like that.
Dude, I've always got my mind on my money and my money on my mind.
Do it, yes! Oh, that's how you get Snoop queued up.
Yeah.
So why would you spend, saving, I don't know what, $4.50 on a full tank of gas worth sitting in line for 25 minutes?
Well, the weird thing was,
a bunch of monkeys.
The third one that I went to, all they had was super unleaded, so everyone was filling up with super unleaded, which was the most expensive one.
Right. So everyone's just bottom barreling it. And then, you know, my mom was out in Plano, and she called me and goes, hey, I've been to 3 gas stations, and they're out of gas. Make sure you have full names.
My mom just called me, too.
I mean, there's just so much mom panic. So anyway, so we had full-blown Dallas panic, and I tell you what, I went by my dad's office this morning, and there's like a field bite, and all these people had set up all these tarps. You know, I mean, the evacuees have to go someplace. But fortunately, the storm is not nearly as bad as has been anticipated. So we'll see how long it takes people to actually turn around and go back home. But that's going to be, you not only have the unprecedented mass exodus evacuation going on, but now they've got to get all these people back. And that could be just as harrowing as before. But the interesting thing is I've got to make this a personal deal. I've got to, how does this personally affect me because I'm so self-centered? I can't think about anything but myself. And, dude, as you know, you're about to enter this world because you've got a baby coming soon.
Yep.
What are we, a month away?
A little over a month.
A little over a month away. And my baby turned 3 months last Thursday. And if you ever want to do anything, it takes such a it doesn't involve your baby. It takes such a tremendous orchestration and so much planning and plotting and trying to make it happen. There's a show coming to town tonight. This group Doves out of Manchester. Really good kind of Britpop band. I'm getting back to my white boy roots. And so me and the wife had planned on going to this thing like, I don't know, 2 months ago. And so I planned with my mom 2 months ago, hey, on the 24th.
Mom was going to go to
it? No, she's not into it.
Oh.
She likes, you know, she likes the Smiths
right.
and Old New Order, but she's not really into Doves so much. And so I was like, hey, Mom, you know, can you take care of mine? And she's like, oh, sure, no problem. Well, midway through the week, I get mom panic, and I start getting... there's going to be a storm. And it's not so much that she doesn't want to take care of mine. She just doesn't want us out in it. And we're talking about, what, it's going to be 1 inch of rain? I know that, you know.
Oh, so what I see is going on here is you're tempting the hurricane.
That's probably the way she sees it.
You're not scared of the hurricane.
I'm not scared of 1 inch of rain is what I'm saying. If I've been planning on something for 2 months...
1 inch of hurricane rain?
It's not hurricane. It's a Category 1 in Lake Charles, dude. By the time it gets to Dallas, it's going to be, you know, I'm still going to run my sprinklers tonight. So the question is, as we fire up the CD, I'm going to play a little bit of this.
All right.
And I'm going to get your expert music opinion. Would you be willing to drive through 1 inch of rain, maybe 20 mile an hour winds to go see this band? Let's start with track number 2, Jeron. This is Doug. Imagine me and my wife dancing right now. I'm going to take my piano and play along.
But the heat wave?
Yes, the heat wave by that old Motown song. The juxtaposition of that. Now, it's gone up to 30 mile an hour winds, but this is still playing. So what decision has been making?
Here comes the action.
35 mile an hour winds.
I like it, but I'm not sure that I would risk, you know, 11 mile an hour hurricane winds.
Only 11? Okay, track 10, Jeron. This has changed Ben's mind. So we're 30 mile an hour winds right now and 3/4 inch of rain, then this song starts. And keep in mind, you know, you don't have to deal with a crying baby right now.
Like a heat wave.
Yes, exactly. Good point, Jeron. There's Jeron on lead vocals. I'm nodding my head so hard.
I like this.
Is this good? Okay, pull it down. Thanks, man.
What are they called?
They're called Doves. I've been wearing this crap out for about a month now. This is their third album. They're out of Manchester. And their first two, you know, like Stone Roses are from Manchester, I think Kathy Mondays, Smiths, New Order, all the British pop music that I like of the last, since basically we got out of high school, has all come out of Manchester. And a lot of it, you know, is, you know, they got like a real influential club scene there, so it's indie rock, but there's always some, you know, kind of, I guess what I would call dance or computer elements to it. And it's just got a real, it's just, this album is so nicely mixed and just so... cinematic.
Here's the deal. You know, we both like hip hop.
Yes.
And for me, it's a lot like every once in a while I have to have what I call coffee bean music. Have we ever talked about this?
No, but I want to hear it.
Well, like if a lady's trying on perfumes, they keep coffee beans there at the counter or colognes, and so the coffee beans clear your senses, because if not, all the different smells of the colognes and perfumes kind of come together.
You're talking about a fresh perspective here.
All right, and that just gives you a fresh perspective. Mm-hmm. So every once in a while, I just got to wash everything out, listen to a different type of music for a while, and it's got to be good music, and if this is well mixed, that I can see how that would, you'd entertain that because of your, you know, skills in mixing music and so forth, your ability to appreciate those things.
I'm definitely into sonic quality, big time. And when someone takes a certain approach, like that, my favorite band, even over all rap bands, is Radiohead, because of their approach to song. Just, I mean, they'll take a song, and they'll take such a unique approach to it, and a unique sound quality. I mean, I really get into that almost as much as the songwriting aspect.
See, I like that about you. You're open-minded. You're not just, well, I can't listen to that. It's not rap music.
Unless
it's not hip-hop. You're open-minded to good music, and that's the key.
Well, let's hear what Omar has to say, Ben. You're on the Ben and Skin Morning Extravaganza.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen.
Hello, Omar.
Hey, man, after the devastation that Rita has dumped on us,
been
fairly little.
Right.
Thanks for putting a smile on my face. I walk into the kitchen, I hear Doug going. I'm like, what? On the ticket?
Are you gonna be there tonight?
Oh, absolutely.
All right, come find me. I'm the really strapping, good-looking guy without a baby.
Well, I'm not gay, but thanks anyway.
You might be willing to learn. There's Omar. Come see me and Omar tonight getting down at Doug's at Gypsy Tea Room. He just promised he was going to hook up.
I didn't hear it like that.
That's my wife's fantasy.
All right, let's get a little fanfare. I guess
tonight, Skin and Omar dance to the Doves while Skin's wife looks on impatiently.
Okay, so are you going to go to the show now with me?
No.
Okay.
But it takes me a while. It takes me a while on movies, and it takes me a while on music. I got to listen to things a few times before I really dive in. And if I buy this album and I listen to it a few times, I'll probably regret having not gone to the show.
Okay, let me illegally burn this for you. And give it to you, and then if you can listen to it several times for tonight, you'll come, right?
You've been my lead blocker on a lot of my musical revelations.
That's right.
You've been the lead blocker. I just follow you through the hole, but I'm going to have to get into this a little bit.
Okay, very good. So the final tally is that
everyone... Hold on, fanfare.
Oh, yeah.
CNN.
The final tally... Even if it gets to a Category 3 hurricane in Dallas, I am going to Doves with my wife. I am dumping my baby off at my mom's, and I won't see my kid for 3 weeks as I try and come down from the extravaganza tonight. So come see me.
And Omar.
Shout out to you, Omar.
I've got an announcement to make.
Really? A little fanfare, please.
This is me on the Tiffany. Coming up next on the ticket, the Ben and Skin Extravaganza, I will make a major announcement
about where I watched the Cowboy game last week.
Next on the ticket.
Hey, coming up Sunday on the Mark Elfenbein Show, baseball pennant races are heating up. The Yankees and the Red Sox, what a shock. Right down to the wire, and my Astros still got a shot. College football, all kinds of games to talk about. And, of course, NFL action with your Dallas...
Bob, put down the gas pump.
What? Who is that?
It is I, the ghost of Cars Past.
Yeah, right.
Here to take this gas-guzzling plunker off your hands.
What?
Don't look at the pump. The cost alone will scare you.
Okay, this is weird.
But it's time for something more economical. So come check out the huge selection at Maritz Chrysler Jeep. They take pride in their exceptional customer service and the best price anywhere.
So how do I get there if you take my car?
Follow me. We'll trade it in. And while we're there, we'll pick up 2-for-1 tickets to the cutting-edge haunted house, plus a free pumpkin.
Does it turn into a Jeep?
No, it's just a pumpkin.
Oh.
Hurry while supplies last and see the full line of Chrysler Jeep cars, trucks, and SUVs, including the redesigned 2006 PT Cruiser and the all-new 7-seat Jeep Commander. Maritz Chrysler, 9101 Camp Bowie West in Fort Worth, or go to MaritzChrysler.com. Chrysler, inspiration comes standard.
Hey, Ghost, how can I follow you if I can't see?
Good point. Move over. I'll drive.
The good people at Centennial Fine Wine and Spirits would like to remind you that all the hoopla regarding wine lately is not a recent phenomenon. In fact, Roman emperors often relied on advisors to make sure they had the right wine for each meal, a much more enviable position than, say, the royal food taster, who was lucky just to survive each meal. Nowadays, they're Centennial. Centennial's experts devote their time to researching the world's best wines so you don't have to. And they understand that while you want the perfect wine for the occasion, you don't want to have to pay a king's ransom to get it. So you never again have to pick wine from the supermarket shelf unless you have a little of the food taster in you.
You could win an incredible trip for two to the Napa Valley Wine Country. Quickly open your browser, click on Centennial, and sign up for the Buyer Plus card. You'll be automatically entered to win, and you'll save every day on many of your favorite beers, wines, and spirits at Centennial. CentennialWines.com.
As a recreational cyclist, I really enjoy getting exercise and biking with my family. But when my glasses are covered in sweat and sliding down my nose, or my contacts dry out from a slight headwind, cycling just isn't as much fun. That's why I call Booth Eye Care and Laser Center. The staff was very helpful, and Dr. Booth's experience was exactly what I was looking for. After my Wavefront Custom View Intralasic procedure, I can see 20/15, and not only do I enjoy cycling more, almost every aspect of my life has improved as well. And thanks to an incredible financing plan, my new vision was more affordable than I ever thought it could be. I even used my Flex Plan dollars to cover part of the procedure. My great vision is a dream come true, and I owe it all to Dr. Booth.
Don't live another day with the restrictions of corrective eyewear. Call Booth Eye Care and Laser Center today for your free screening. 214-328-0444. Learn more online at Booth with an E, lasercenter.com. That's 214-328-0444.
Boo.
What?
I'm gearing up for my favorite season. Ooh, time to think of scary things.
Oh. What's the scariest thing you can think of?
Ooh, buying a new car.
That's not scary.
It's not?
No, not at Moret Chevrolet in Fort Worth. They make it easy. They take pride in their exceptional customer service and giving you the best price anywhere.
No hidden tricks or creepy salespeople?
No, not a one. Plus, you can choose from six different vehicles that average over 30 miles to the gallon, starting as low as $89.95.
Ooh,
even the largest SUV, the Suburban, averages a surprising 19 miles to the gallon.
Oh.
And if you still need to be scared, just drop by and pick up 2-for-1 tickets to the cutting-edge haunted house. It's the world's largest haunted house, plus a free pumpkin right out of Moritz's pumpkin patch.
So there's no...
No ghosts or goblins, just great deals at Moritz Chevrolet, 9101 Camp Bowie West in Fort Worth. Or go to MoritzChevrolet.com for details. Chevy, an American revolution.
So I guess I'll go back to thinking the second scariest thing now.
Which is?
Have you seen my mother-in-law?
On with a...
Is your life in shambles? Is your life ruined? Log on now. RepairMyCreditNow.com. Do not be taken advantage of any longer. No pays. Charge-offs, bankruptcy, repos. We can handle it all. Call the strong arm doctor. RepairMyCreditNow.com. Did you know it's the law? All items on your credit report must be legally validated. If they're not, they got to take it off. Therefore, that's what raises your credit report. Call me now. The credit doctor. RepairMyCreditNow.com. We will change your life. Quit letting them buzzers take advantage of you. Log on now. RepairMyCreditNow.com. Once again, RepairMyCreditNow.com. It's the law. They have to take out that stuff on your credit report if they can't legally validate it, therefore making that credit score shoot sky high. Call me now, the credit doctor. I will take care of you. I will love you and take care of your life and your credit future. RepairMyCreditNow.com. Don't let them take advantage of you any longer. Your credit is your future. Log on now, the credit doctor. RepairMyCreditNow.com.
Hi, it's Fitz. What you just heard was not real. It was a dramatization. But credit is serious.
Log on now, RepairMyCreditNow.com.
In a brutal world of greed and revenge, the only way you survive is knowing the rules of the street.
You want to walk with this guy?
You are going to hand us everybody. Otherwise, going down with Carlito's Way. Rise to power.
This loyalty that you have for your friends, someday, is going to get you killed.
Rated R. Over speakers unrated.
Yeah, I'm hanging on to me, hooks. Tell you everything.
Coming to TV September 27th. Catch a sneak preview of Carlito's Way Rise to Power during the airing of Carlito's Way this Monday at 9 p.m. only on USA Network.
When we say sports, you say now.
Some of the stars say the NHL still doesn't have their officiating act down after last night's 3-2 home loss to Detroit. The sticker, a service of Friendly Chevrolet and the Dallas Morning News. A lot of physical play, few calls last night, and the game goes to the Wings. Stars rally with two-way Billy Guerin goals, but Matthew Schneiders wins it with about 4 minutes left in the third. Stars will have a chance to get back at the Wings tomorrow in Detroit. That's when the Cowboys will be playing in San Francisco. The Niners surprised the Rams in their home opener, so no guarantees. Big Bill says you got to be ready for those nail biters.
There are 11 games in the league, 7 points or under. 4-3 or under. I just keep telling that to my team. You're going to be in those games. Little things make a difference at the end.
Rangers already there in the Bay Area this weekend, making life rough for the A's. Oakland's playoff hopes took a major hit with the Rangers 3-1 spoiler win last night. They'll meet again today at 3 o'clock. College football this afternoon, SMU and North Texas trying to rebound from blowout losses last week. TCU, they're trying to stay perfect in their new conference, the Mountain West. In golf, the first two foursomes done in the President's Cup this morning. Dallas duo Justin Leonard and Scott Verplank, they have with Retief Goosen and Adam Scott. But Mickelson and DeMarco, they top Cabrera and Campbell 5-3. So the U.S. International is tied up now at 7-7. Ticket weather. Hurricane Rita been downgraded to Category 1. The storm hit the Texas and Louisiana shore about 2:30 this morning. Some buildings in Galveston have been damaged from fires and falling debris. Almost 700,000 Texas homes reportedly without power. That is the Ticket Ticker, brought to you by your North Texas Toyota dealers. Toyota owners, keep your Toyota running smooth. Right now, your North Texas Toyota dealer, they're taking $5 off their already low-priced oil change. 15 convenient locations, offer ends September 30th. Our next Ticket Ticker at 10:50, breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Pete Tenney, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to Ben and Skin, Saturday morning, 10 to 11:30, on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
It's the P1 Perfect Pair. Don't call us, we'll call you. Beginning Monday morning, registered ticket head card holders be by the phone at 735, 1035, 235, and 535. Brought to you by StubHub, Expedia.com, and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Go to the bank and cash your bonds. We are partying at Joel's house tonight.
I'm so defeated now.
I can't think of, let's get a little more of that. I can't think of anything else other than Risky Business when I hear that.
Dance Music Sex Romance.
Wait, that's not the same song.
Damn it, Jared. It's a rotator, huh?
No.
Hey, you see, Joel, I don't have to pay for it. I get it anyways.
There's some good scenes in that.
Kevin Scott, who is very much like Tom Cruise with regard to his religious beliefs,
mm-hmm.
is going to be at Hooters in McKinney on Sunday.
Trying to find a young Katie Holmes, no doubt.
From noon to two, and you can register to win ticket T-shirts, ask him serious questions about his fantasy drafting. NFL football watching party. Come out and watch your favorite teams on Hooters big screen TVs. $6.99 beer pitcher specials, $2 domestic long necks. Register to win a 32-inch TV from Hooters. Kevin Scott, Hooters in McKinney. From noon to two, Kevin, if you're listening, stop by the Bellagio immediately following your appearance for some NFL action.
Hey, his partner in rhyme, Big Dick Hicks, called at one of the breaks and said that the show I was referencing earlier is Bikini Destinations.
Oh, really?
That's the name of the show. So Rich Phillips, obviously.
Hey, by the way, remind me to email you that picture of his back tattoo that he sent me. Did you see that?
Is it anything like the pictures you've been firing up every 30 seconds here where things are flying out of bodies?
Hey, by the way, it's fun to Google an image search and just the nastiest thing to see if you can just freak somebody out. Jaron and I have a nice chess match going right now.
Mm-hmm.
Probably going to throw up on the mic.
I'm probably going to do that to my mom next time I go over there for some holiday. Hey, Mom, look at this.
Hey,
it's a gusher.
At 10:50, we are going to debut a new segment.
Open Sore Talk?
It's called Nexit or Spider Bite. That's
okay.
10:50.
So that sounds like a game. Are we going to have a studio audience and play a game?
I can't reveal any more. I've said too much already. At 11:10, another new Ben and Skin. Back to back.
Wow.
Back to back. Thank you. Back to back segment debuts for Ben and Skin Show. What?
Hmm?
That segment at 11:10 is called A Sporting Courtesy Flush, brought to you by Ward White Enterprises.
That sounds really promising.
So. Yeah, just by the title.
If you just moved in from San Diego to do Tickers, what would you be your assessment of the show right now?
I'd probably write a strongly worded email to Dan Bennett voicing my concerns.
Hey, you can't do all those drugs in there, by the way, dude. You might want to clean that off the table.
Got to get the mic up first.
Okay.
My fair assessment of it is it's a little bit of a change of pace from, you know, start off the day and you've got the train station, so they're telling you how to be healthy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I come in here with my cough, and I feel guilty, and I'm trying to hide it from him.
As you
George,
should.
I should.
As you should.
But now I feel I can just be myself.
Dude, come in here and look at these pictures. Let's really open
all
it
right,
up.
Let's do it.
All right, coming up next, Pete comes in here and looks at these disgusting pictures Ben has Googled.
Skin, let's talk some Dallas Cowboys football. Upsetting loss last week in the final minutes against the Redskins. So
I was at that game.
Yeah, you went. You got inducted into the Ring of Honor. Congratulations.
No, I didn't, but I was there for it.
Okay, I guess I'm going
to say. I just want to say that. Actually, Pete, we don't have the pictures up right now.
Just stay in here, though, dude. Just take a seat right there. You're doing good.
Pull up the mic. Can you get Pete's mic up? Very nice.
I'm going to have to punch it myself, huh?
Very nice. Nice work.
Hey, Pete, can you tell me some golf results right quick?
Sure. Off the top of my head.
All right.
Someone's playing golf. Hey, Scan, I went to that Cowboy game, and Pete.
I bet you did.
And I've been, you know, this is going to sound terrible, but I've been to a game in the last few years, but only in for business.
Mm-hmm.
Like our company has a suite, and we go and entertain clients.
Right.
And so it's in the AC. It's nice.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I'm kind of spoiled because I just wanted to go to that game as a fan because I wanted to see the big three get it, you know, inducted in the Ring of Honor. And so I went out there and I tailgated a little bit. Mm-hmm. And then as 8 o'clock neared, we rolled into the stadium. And as we entered the concourse level, it was a night game. This was Monday night. It was very dark. There were no lights really to light things up.
Category two?
It was very crowded. It was extremely humid.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just a bunch of sweaty people being packed into an area and it was dimly lit. It felt like Escape from New York.
Really? A little Snake Plissken action?
Familiar with the movie, Pete?
It's a good sell.
Yeah, I am familiar with the movie. I'm not familiar with Texas Stadium. I've been here for a little over a month now, and I haven't been yet, but I'm ready to go after that description.
Well, I just highly recommend that you file down a toothbrush into a shank. Okay. And just have it with you just in case, you know, you got to protect your rep.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it was just because it was a night game. Probably don't have many of them, but it was very weird atmosphere. And then as we went to our seats, it was so damn humid in there.
Right.
It was ridiculous. During the ceremony when they inducted the big three, they released a bunch of balloons. They went nowhere.
They just sat there. Tail deflated.
It looked like a picture of balloons.
Right.
It was terrible. So by the time the fourth quarter started, I was already at home in Frisco.
Oh, no!
Watching the game at home, and I'm so glad that I did that. Can you imagine sitting through that? I mean, it was just an all-out sweat fest.
Losing, right. The same thing on the way out.
Yeah, that sounds like a bad football experience. And I tell you what, the thing about the end of that game, which was obviously a tremendous kick to the backside, is I am more optimistic about the Cowboys now than I was 2 weeks ago, probably 3-4 times as much. Even despite that colossal failure in the last 4 minutes, I feel so good about the team now that I've seen a little bit of it on the field. So many of the things that I worried about, and this is even with what happened at the end of the game, because for one thing, we already knew that pass coverage is Roy Williams' Achilles heel anyways. That's not anything we didn't know, and I'm sure that they can come up with the right schemes to fix that. But they have so many other areas that I'm pleased about.
Hey, I'm with you too, dude. If it wasn't for Ken Norton Jr. guarding their fastest player on two Hail Marys at
right.
The end of the game, that wouldn't, you know, you'd be talking Super Bowl right now.
Yeah, and that's the good thing about the loss, is because we experienced this during the Quincy Carter 10-6 team, and the Cowboys let it get to their heads to where they made hardly any offseason moves after that 10-6 season. Hey, we were 10-6. Obviously, they weren't nearly as good as they thought they were, and I think getting out to this 2-0 lead, I think by having this loss happen the way it did, kind of puts the picture back in the frame a little bit. The expectations aren't too outrageous, but you've seen so many positive things over the last two games. I feel damn good about it.
Let's take a call. Pete in the studio with Ben and Skin. What do you got?
Hey, guys. Love the show.
Thanks.
Well, you feel good about a loss. This is the first time I've heard someone actually with positive comments after
right.
That loss.
Thank you, Pete.
But would you feel better if they were at 1-1, as they are now, showing those positive signs, or 2-0 with a couple of weak wins where they eke one out in San Diego, who maybe doesn't have the team they had last year, and let's just say the Redskins were garbage, and the Cowboys win that game unimpressively, but they're 2-0.
I would much rather be 1-1 and see the positive things I've seen on the field, because to me it's like this. The defense has so much room for improvement, and they're relying so much on new guys and young guys. Nothing's going to happen outside of major injury, which is always a part of football anyways, but nothing's going to happen except for that defense to gel and get better. Did you have any idea that Anthony Henry was this good?
No.
I mean, I'm talking about he might be, in the first 2 weeks of the season, the best defender in the NFL. Now, I'm not saying he is. I'm saying his actual performance mm-hmm. on the field has been spectacular. And let me ask you this. What does that say about Terrence Newman that they're not even throwing at him? Henry's been this good, and they're consistently throwing at him.
Right.
That's very interesting.
Newman's guy must be covered. That's
why,
all you can
really Okay, I know that you have different thoughts, but I heard Mickey say that in the slot on those plays with Moss, they had a tight end in the slot, and that's who Newman was covering.
What?
That's what Mickey said.
Yeah, I know this. I know that when the Cowboys run their nickel, they want Newman covering the slot
right.
because he's quicker. He's just better at covering people in that slot position. He can go either way easily. But, you know, you've got to abandon that and just put, especially when you've got a speed burner like Santana Moss, just put your fastest guy in. You have to be flexible. And,
right.
and that's what drives me nuts about defenses sometimes like that when they used to say, okay, Deion is on this side of the field, no matter who it is, just so we can shut. Sometimes you just got to take your best corner, put it on their best receiver, and shut them down.
And I understand that if you're talking about a team that has a... Did you read Rick Goslin's Friday deal about the new three-receiver sets?
Yes.
Okay, I can understand playing Arizona or Cleveland or Indianapolis, but this team has one guy that can catch the ball and do any damage. One guy, and you've got him over there with Aaron Glenn and Roy Williams. So obviously that's a situation where you might want to abandon whatever you thought your scheme was going to be and put the most adept players on that guy. Again, if you're playing a team that does have three receivers that can, they're just bomb-ass receivers, that's one thing. That's not what this situation was. But again, that's what I'm talking about where at the end of the game, these are things that I have confidence that they'll correct. I've seen so many positive things I didn't expect to see. I'm elated. I can't believe – now, I realize there's been some conservative play calling, but for Drew Bledsoe to have not thrown a pick yet – that is extremely encouraging to me.
Kind of comes back to the point of performance versus record. There's other teams. How important is the record at this phase of the season? It's early in the year. 1-1 is a big difference if you're 2-0 at this point. How about a team like the Raiders who probably feel all right about how they played? Two tough teams.
Mm-hmm.
Offenses look pretty good. Defenses look better than a lot of people thought. They were supposed to be 32nd in the league in that category. But they're 0-2.
Right.
Are they panicking now?
Probably not when looking at, you know, where San Diego is and Denver is and the other teams. You know, again, it just comes down to who are the teams that you're personally competing with to get a playoff spot? I mean, the Cowboys went into this thing all but thinking there's no way we catch Philly. And they're in the same, I mean, Philly, like you said, fairly, and they're tied with Philly. So what are they on par with Philly? No, I mean, it's too early in the season. But I'm more interested, don't show me that picture. Don't turn that around.
I'm showing Pete.
All right.
This is what I came in here for, guys.
Welcome to the ticket, Pete.
Are you guys going to think less of me if I told you that George showed that to me earlier on the train station?
No, I would actually expect that. So there you go, some real-life cowboy talk.
He
needs to go do a ticker.
He just walked out.
But aren't you with me on this? Aren't you feeling good about the team?
Shout out to Tub Girl, by the way. Thanks, Kwame.
No, Tub
Yeah,
Girl.
I feel great about the team.
I do too, man.
And I'm excited about playing a terrible San Fran team. They should go in there and roll and be 2-1.
If they go in there and play poorly against San Francisco, then obviously everything's tempered. But I fully expect them to put it down.
The key is, for the long term, you want to see trends and things developing that you can see a pattern for success, a foundation for success.
Mm-hmm.
You want to see signs that, okay, they can repeat this every week because they're doing it this way and this way and this way.
Mm-hmm.
The reason they lost that game was two fluke Hail Marys.
Right.
And so I'm just as positive as I was in terms of the long-term outlook of this team before that happened. So, yes, I agree with you.
Yeah, very, very good things that we've seen from the Cowboys so far. I know it sucks to lose to the Redskins on Monday night game when you're putting the triplets in. Yes, that sucks. That's terrible. But the bigger picture for the Cowboys is much more encouraging, so good times indeed. So, Ben, coming up next, I believe we're going to do a new segment called...
A little fanfare, please.
Coming up next... You know, for what you'd spend on 6 or 7 CDs, you can enroll in a class at Dallas County Community College. Start moving towards a better career with higher pay. Now that's cool. You'll be surprised how much you can learn for as little as $99. Think of the possibilities. To get your start, check out one of the 7 Dallas County Community Colleges at dccd.edu. That's dccd.edu. It all begins here.
The Corporate Continuing Education Division of Brookhaven College has training programs for professionals and personal enrichment. Courses customized for business, both large and small. Courses to help you go farther in your career or just something you've always wanted to know. Dance, music, art, digital photography, even how to start a business on eBay. Let their experienced instructors show you something new. Weekend and evening classes are available. Brookhaven College in Farmers Branch, just off LBJ at the intersection of Valley View Lane and Alpha. Dallas County Community Colleges. It all begins here. Hertz at GM is giving everyone the employee price. It's a great deal. And now there's a way you can keep that employee price on a GM car, truck, or SUV long after the incentive ends. Oh, and make some big money, too. Because of growing sales, Reliable Chevrolet needs sales associates, and they're looking for you. Reliable Chevrolet is Dallas's number one Chevy volume store, with huge inventories of new and pre-owned vehicles. No experience is necessary, and Reliable Chevrolet offers paid training, guaranteed pay, 401k, health insurance, paid vacation, incentive bonuses, and more. If you're tired of the same old job and want a career with big income potential, then call Reliable Chevrolet today for more information and to set up a personal interview. 972-952-1500. 972-952-1500. Make money. Enjoy your job. And lock in that GM employee pricing forever. Reliable Chevrolet. No games, no gimmicks. Only real deals provided by real people. Join them today. Call 972-952-1500.
Hey, P1s, when you're ready to rock out, throw yourself a bone.
I like to eat.
No, you don't gnaw on this bone. It's Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket's little sister station, appropriately outfitted and looking real good in a black concert t-shirt.
93.3 The Bone. Rock harder.
AC/DC. Metallica. Van Halen. Rush. No, they don't play Puff Daddy, but you will get to hear some ZZ Top.
All right! Got me under pressure.
You'll also hear great bands like Aerosmith, Led Zeppelin, and Guns N' Roses. Listening to The Bone is kind of like rocking out at the arena before the game, only you get to hear the whole song. Cool. Your rock and jock combo, 93.3 The Bone, and Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
The Ticket!
See it.
Yeah, unfortunately.
The good people at Centennial Fine Wine and Spirits know that while some folks enjoy the taste of their favorite spirits unadorned with complimentary flavors, others venture into the world of the Cosmo Kramer, Blue Voodoo Rita, and the Cocotini. That's why Centennial offers a world-class spirit selection and all you could ever want to shake, stir, or blend into them. So go ahead, try your hand at a whoop, there it is. Or not.
Win an incredible trip for two to the Napa Valley. Open your browser, click on Centennial, and sign up for the Buyer Plus card. You'll be automatically entered to win, and you'll save every day on many of your favorite beers, wines, and spirits.
The good people at Centennial would like to offer this bit of beer advice. Branch out. About 40 billion gallons of beer are produced each year worldwide. We'd like to think you could find the bulk of that in our stores, considering the more than 350 beer brands Centennial carries. After all, in the words of Ben Franklin, beer is proof that God loves us and wants us to be happy. Wise man.
Program. The deep sea fishing. We've got it all. So a break from this leads to this.
Watch out, watch out.
And the most amazing vacation for you and your family, Royal Caribbean International. Get out there. Get your next Caribbean adventure on board a Royal Caribbean cruise. 3 to 4 night cruises starting from just $239. Call your Expedia cruise specialist at 1-888-828-3427 today.
Prices are per person, U.S. dollars, based on double occupancy cruise only. Limited availability and available only on select sailings. Governmental taxes and fees are extra. Certain restrictions apply. U.S. residents only. Ships registered in the Bahamas.
Ticket Sports News now.
The Rangers burst in the A's bubble. This ticket is service of Lawrence Marshall Dennison in the American Airlines Center. Solo blast from Mark Teixeira and Michael Young give Texas a 3-1 win at Oakland last night. Number 42 for Tex. A's starter Danny Heron says, too much.
Usually solo homers don't beat you, but tonight it did. And when you got a guy on the mound like Kenny Rogers, and you make a mistake, and he'll make you pay.
The A's fall 4 games back of the Angels for the race in the West. Ari Dickey throws against Barry Zito today at 3 o'clock. On the ice, the Stars are now heading to Detroit after last night. The Wings came here and held on for a 3-2 win over Dallas. Billy Guerin had a couple of third-period goals, not enough. They'll meet in Detroit tomorrow afternoon. That's when the Cowboys play at the 49ers, the team leaving a little early on their Bay Area odyssey this week to stay ahead of the weather.
Ticker weather this morning. Hurricane Rita came within 100, or came with 120 mile an hour winds when it struck shore around 2:30 this morning. But now it's been downgraded from Category 3 all the way down to barely a Category 1. Still, fires have been reported in Galveston, damaging several buildings. Our next ticket ticker at 11:10, breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Pete Tenney, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to Ben and Skin, Saturday morning 10 to 11:30 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. If you shoot a mime, do you have to use a silencer?
10:54 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. This is Ben and Skin subbing in for The Rant. Coming up next, we will debut a brand new segment on Ben and Skin. It's called A Sporting Courtesy Flush.
Huh.
But right now, it's time to debut a new segment, so we'll get to this brand new segment.
And now, it's time for Nexit or Spider Bite.
I love the theme.
You know, you ever get a bump on your neck and you can't tell if it's a Nexit or a Spider Bite?
I have so much male adult acne.
How is this possible? Because I do too sometimes. And
dude, you're like, not even in my realm on this.
It's like, I thought we were through with this. We're not asking people paper or plastic anymore. We should be into our manhood where we don't have to deal with the occasional zit. And
I have just giant blemish. That's why I have a beard. Just so people, is that zit or beard hair? Oh, don't worry about it. Quit staring at me. Go look at the pictures Ben pulled up on Google.
Man, listen, here's the deal. There's really not a story here that's neck zit or spider bite, but I've got a zit story and a spider story, so I thought, you know, this would be a good chance to...
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
But, you know, out in Frisco, I've had trouble with spiders. I told the story on the air about the massive spider that had a web that was just there to catch humans in our backyard. Mm-hmm. It took up the whole backyard. Then the other one that I sprayed with spider killer and 100 babies jumped off its back.
I don't remember ever doing a show with you in which we didn't do some type of spider talk.
Well, I've got these glue traps set up in my garage to catch these spiders now, because you can't just spray poison and hope they walk through it and die. You either got to spray them directly or catch them in a glue trap.
What is glue a euphemism for?
No, it's real.
It's real.
And so it's these little index cards that are covered with this glue. They step on it, they get dehydrated, and they die.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the other day, I was going to work, and I noticed that there was a massive spider.
Give me a size.
Probably about the size of Groove's hand. And it had gotten caught on the glue trap, and I got caught
on the Inco.
I looked at it and I was like, man, I think that's got a bunch of baby spiders on it also. It's massive, it's huge. I think there's baby spiders on that. It's like, but it's weird that the baby spiders aren't jumping ship.
Mm-hmm.
It's like
they're going down with the ship.
I didn't know what was going on. So a couple days passed and I looked at it again and I was like, dude, I think that spider's moving. I mean, these glue traps are hardcore. Most spiders step on them, they're done.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought it was moving across this thing, so I was like, all right, man. I got out the spider killer spray, and I sprayed the spider while it was on the trap.
Mm-hmm.
And again, 100 little baby spiders poured off of it all into the glue trap. And so then there's like 100 dead baby spiders on the glue trap, and this massive spider. It all eight legs, it was trying to, like, jump up, but all eight legs were trapped, and it was disgusting watching it violently try to get away. And
so you were watching the violent death of a mother spider trying to save its hundreds of little babies that you were mass murdering.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
And anyway, so this spider, I guess the spider poison made it get the loosen up the glue or something. It started doing backflips and stuff. It never could get completely free.
Uh-huh.
So I brought down Quan Lee.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, everyone knows Quan Lee,
yes,
spider expert. I called him in, and I was like, dude, I need your help here to kill the spider. He pulled out a hoe.
Like some shit from his bedroom?
Yes. Now, like a garden hoe.
Oh, we shot funny.
And chopped it in half. A couple days later.
He chopped it in half with a hoe?
All after it was covered in poison to the point it looked like a snowman. It was covered in white stuff. And it was on a glue trap, and 1,000 babies just jumped off its back. A couple days later, I saw another massive spider in the same area, and they're just wolf spiders. They're not supposed to be harmless. I mean, they're not supposed to be harmful. They're supposed to kill other insects, but dude, I've had it,
mm-hmm,
and I've got a major announcement to make.
Uh-oh. Drawn, wiping his mouth again.
I have officially bought a house in Dallas.
I'm leaving the spiders behind me, Skin, because there's no spiders in Dallas, Ben. It's well known.
So anyways, the Bellagio's on the blocks. If you're interested in buying a house in Frisco, get at me.
Yeah, if you don't have arachnophobia, go see about buying Ben's house.
Okay, so back to the other half of Nexit Spider Bite.
Mm-hmm.
I had, you know, I'm in a war with spiders at my house.
Right.
And so the other day I wake up and it's like, I'm like, man, if I need to, like, guide some reindeer through a storm tonight, I'll be all right because I've got a huge zit on the end of my nose.
Yeah, I like it.
And so I was like, damn it, I can't believe this. This sucks. So I asked my wife, I said, hey, do you have anything that I could put on this or whatever? And she gave me the stuff. Oh, it was in a tiny box. She's pregnant, sir.
I was watching this hurricane coverage.
Oh. Anyway, she gave me the stuff in a tiny bottle. I mean, it was a tiny, tiny bottle, and I should have known that it's high power.
Uh-huh.
So,
do you remember the name of it? Because I think I use the same stuff on all my spider bites.
Clear. It looks like glue, kind of. It looks like super glue.
Ooh, gross.
And so anyways, I put a little bit on my nose, and then I went to work, and I took it with me to work, and I proceeded to put it on my nose.
Oh, you did it all day.
And it's the most powerful stuff ever known to mankind.
Yeah.
She didn't tell me. It ate a hole in my nose. I have three nostrils right now, and I've got a huge pancake scab on my nose.
I walked in, and you were smoking a cigarette out of that third nostril. I was like, God, that is so gangster. It doesn't even smoke. No, is it stuff that she got at Origins?
I think so.
Yeah, I use the same stuff on my spider bite. Yeah, you don't, it's not like a wash rag you just wash your face constantly with. You just put a little bit on. And it's got like 10% of salicylic acid or
it's
something
like
that.
It's smaller than a nail polish bottle.
Yeah.
Tiny bottle.
Yeah.
Well,
it's the same stuff.
I bought a case of it, poured it in my hands, and I would brush it on my face throughout the day, and now I look like Rocky Dennis. Very unfortunate. So.
Well, what about, you want to take a call? Looks like we have some zit calls.
Let's go to Edwin. You're on the ticket.
Hey, man. I'm 50 years old, and I still get them. You know, some zits.
50-year-old zit?
That's encouraging.
Yeah, I'm telling you. And which is, I guess the other question is, why am I 50 and listening to you guys? But
good
that's
point.
Not, but the point of my call is about 2 years ago, I started taking minocycline 100 milligrams twice a day, and it takes care of it.
And I took that, but it gave me roid rage.
Yeah, does that not, I wonder if that, he's gone, I wonder if that knocks out his penicillin at the same, his, What?
No,
I can't even make words anymore.
That's weird. So anyways, dude, I'm excited about moving back to the city, moving on with my new face.
Yeah, what's your address?
I can't say that right now.
And you haven't sold the house yet?
No, I haven't sold the house yet, but the other day, on Thursday morning, it took me 66, I started logging how long it takes me to get to work.
Uh-huh.
It took 66 minutes to get to work.
Does that include 30 minutes to contend with spiders? Because every time I talk to you, you have some story about how you can't leave because you're engaging with spiders somehow. So is that from the time you walk out the door and
see
glue
spiders? Let
me ask you this.
What do you do when you see a spider the size of like a salad plate?
You know what I do? I go, oh, look, there's a spider. And then I go do whatever it is I have to go do.
It's not challenging you.
Spiders are not carnivorous. They're not seeking out human flesh to eat. There's a spider in my bed, then yeah, maybe I'll do something about it.
Don't you understand by letting spiders in your house, you're inviting them into your bed?
No. Spiders are very well-mannered. See, that's where you made your first mistake. All spiders want to do is they want to get up in the corner. They want to be near water, so they're going to hang out in your bathroom. And they're going to be up in the corners because that's where they want to put their webs. And what happens is once they put their web up and they realize no bugs are coming through here, this is not a heavy traffic area, they move on. They leave. You don't have to fight. They're not dragons. They're little spiders. They don't even pay attention to you.
They are not little, sir. And they're the reason that I'm moving out of the Bellagio.
If you're a, what is it called, entomologist out there and you're looking for a place to study spiders, may I recommend Ben's house because you have violently pissed off spiders that have been challenged consistently from the day he moved in. Dude, seriously, they're not pit bulls. They won't even acknowledge that you're there.
You know, a brown recluse can kill you.
Tommy Daniels is walking proof that they can't.
That was actually not accurate, but I was trying to get my side of it.
Now, if you do get bit by a brown recluse, you know, it will eat away at you. And I've seen several
poison.
But they're not actively seeking you out, I guess is what I'm saying. These spiders, all these spider stories you've told me, they're all outside.
The crazy part is, the spiders that I'm having a battle with are the ones that are protecting me from the brown recluse. I just can't handle a spider that's that big being in my house.
Yeah, I think you're...
Or in my garage.
You're worrying about crap that's it's not worth worrying about.
What?
Little spiders that aren't even poisonous. Why would you worry about that?
Little spiders?
Okay, let me ask you this. A big spider that's not even poisonous. Why even worry about that? Well, I mean, what is it going to do?
I've got
It'll watch TV with...
Cat.
No, they can't. Your cats will F them up. Dude, a spider will sit on the couch with you and watch TV.
Jaron.
It's Jaron.
What? I was kind of listening, but what are y'all talking about?
Spiders and zits?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you reset and just do the segment again?
That's good. Thank you. He just got an email from Cat. Reset, man. What are we doing here?
Listen, if you wanted to do, like, some sort of, thing to get over your fear where you'd let a tarantula on you or something like that, I would never personally do that with spiders. I have a lifelong war.
Mm-hmm.
I'm never putting down my guns.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care. I'm fighting every spider I see. I don't care if they're good spiders, bad spiders. Every spider that I have contact with will die.
Now, is this why a few months ago we were having late talk, and I've noticed that that has just been squashed,
well,
and I'm assuming it's because spiders like water.
I found out that spiders love hanging out at the lake.
Yeah. And, okay, let me ask you this. What should that tell you about spiders? They're laid back, dude. They want to chill. They want to kick back at the lake, maybe do a little boating. You're just killing these creatures. All they want to do is hang out. All they want to do is hang out and eat actually pesky insects that you don't want to deal with. These insects aren't even pesky.
How do you feel about the segment?
It's one of my favorites.
All right. That,
this segment.
Let's conclude it that with a little fanfare.
Let's rename it.
All right, what do we want to call it?
I don't know. I think
Spider Talk?
Yes, let's start calling it Spider Talk.
And that was Spider Talk with Ben and Skin. It's 11:05 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. As if that wasn't enough excitement, we've got another brand new segment we're debuting next.
Scorpion Talk.
A sporting courtesy flow.
I'm Officer Smith. I'm going to have to ask you to step out of the vehicle, please.
My life is a wreck.
Well, I have some great news. I was able to save thousands of dollars in interest by having my credit repaired at RepairMyCreditNow.com.
What?
Thanks, RepairMyCreditNow.com. Hi, it's Fitz. And what you heard just a second ago was me acting like a police officer. No, I might have fooled you, but this is real life. RepairMyCreditNow.com. Is your life a wreck? RepairMyCreditNow.com. Slow pace, no pay. Has your wife told you to hit the highway?
You better hit the highway.
Charge offs, bankruptcy, repos.
RepairMyCreditNow.com.
Your credit is your future. Log on now.
RepairMyCreditNow.com.
It's the law. All items on your credit report must be validated or deleted. Log on now.
RepairMyCreditNow.com.
Your credit is your future. Look to your left. Look to your right. Your father. Your boss. Your next door neighbor. 3 out of 4 of you are infected. Your credit is your future. Protect it. Get your credit tested now.
Log on. RepairMyCreditNow.com.
Hello. This is Belvedere Vodka and The Beautiful Life. Today we're discussing how to survive a shark attack. At first blush, this subject has seemingly nothing to do with Beautiful Life. But one never knows when one may be swimming off one's yacht in shark-infested waters. 1. Hit back. If a shark attacks, hit it with anything. A martini glass, a bottle of Belvedere, a swimming companion, anything. Hit the offending shark in the eyes or gills. Contrary to popular belief, hitting the shark in the nose will only piss him off. And research tells us it is not a good idea to piss off a shark. 2. Keep hitting. Sharks enjoy being on the offensive. That's why they're sharks. So it's best to put the shark on the defensive by hitting him as often as possible. Now pour yourself a Belvedere. You have survived a shark attack and may continue living the beautiful life. Research tells us one is less likely to live the beautiful life if one has been eaten by a shark.
Indulge moderately. Belvedere Vodka, 40% alcohol by volume, distilled from Rye Millennium in Port Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Bob, put down the gas pump.
What? Who is that?
It is I, the ghost of Cars Past.
Yeah, right.
Here to take this gas-guzzling plunker off your hands.
What?
Don't look at the pump. The cost alone will scare you.
Okay, this is weird.
But it's time for something more economical. So come check out the huge selection at Maritz Chrysler Jeep. They take pride in their exceptional customer service and the best price anywhere.
How do I get there if you take my car?
Follow me. We'll trade it in. And while we're there, we'll pick up 2-for-1 tickets to the Cutting Edge Haunted House, plus a free pumpkin.
Does it turn into a Jeep?
No, it's just a pumpkin.
Oh.
Hurry while supplies last and see the full line of Chrysler Jeep cars, trucks, and SUVs, including the redesigned 2006 PT Cruiser and the all-new 7-seat Jeep Commander. Maritz Chrysler, 9101 Camp Bowie West in Fort Worth, or go to MaritzChrysler.com. Chrysler, inspiration comes standard.
Hey, Ghost, how can I follow you if I can't see?
Good point. Move over. I'll drive.
Some people say there's a lot of difference between listening to Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket and our sister station, Talk Radio 570 KLIF. But when you break it down, we're really not that different. You see, they've got Fox News, we've got E! News, they've got Dr. Laura, and we look at naked pictures of Dr. Laura. They've got Big Bill O'Reilly, and we've got Big Bill Dwayne Parcells. They have Daryl and Carlo, we have Donovan Miller. They love Bush, we love Bush. Jenna and Barbara, that is. They have Greg Knapp in the afternoons. George Dumb takes naps in the afternoon. We have breaking sports news first guaranteed. They have the latest breaking news and information guaranteed. 570 KLIF is like your own Cliff Notes version of today's headlines, so you actually know a little bit more than how to calculate a batting average in your head or how to spot a cover two on third down. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket, and 570 KLIF. One knows sports, the other knows news. You decide.
DebtXS negotiates with creditors to look.
So, you know you want to make a change to better vision, but how do you know which vision correction procedure is right for you? LASIK, Custom View Interlasik, CK, Crystal Lens? Your first step is a phone call to the Tylock Eye Care and Laser Center at 972-258-6400. We sponsor a complimentary vision seminar each Tuesday night. Call to reserve your seat at the seminar, and you will learn about the most proven technology and latest advancements. Dr. Tylock will also perform a live custom view intralasic procedure, so you can talk to a patient about what LASIK is really like. Then, to top it off, you get a $200 discount toward your LASIK procedure. So call today, and let the Tylock Eye Care and Laser Center take the confusion out of vision correction. Call 972-258-6400. That's 972-258-6400. Or visit us at Tylock.com. Tylock Eye Care and Laser Center. Let us make things perfectly clear for you.
Get your tailgate party on with a brand new 2005 Nissan Xterra for just $23,782. Includes a $1,000 manufacturer rebate or finance that new Xterra for as low as 3% APR for 36 months or 4% for 60. Plus, we'll throw in a great tailgate grill when you buy this weekend. But remember, the Grubbs Nissan tailgate party and the bottom line model year end clearance both end soon. Family owned Grubbs Nissan on Airport Freeway in Bedford or at GrubbsAuto.com.
Real prices, no game.
Includes rebate. Bottom number 4115. Two or more at this price. Breaking sports news now.
The Cowboys are on their way to the Bay Area, where they'll stay for the Niners and Raiders. The sticker, a service of Friendly Chevrolet and Man's Best Friend. Some concern about the Cowboys' routine being thrown off. They're flying to San Fran and won't be back for more than a week. The routine could be a con, but the pros are more prep time for the coaches and for Roy Williams. A homecoming.
I'm at home. That's where I'm from, is the Bay Area, and I'm looking forward to staying out there for the whole week and seeing some family and friends I haven't seen in a while. I'll probably go catch a high school football game from my old school, and I'm looking forward to it.
Cowboys and Niners tomorrow at 3:05. College football this morning, top 25 action underway. Number 8 Ohio State still licking their wounds from the Texas loss. Home to 21st ranked Iowa. They've hit the hashes in the first. TCU on the road at BYU. North Texas at K-State. Home game for SMU. Catch the pregame right here at 12:30 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket, as the Mustangs go up against Tulane. They'll let it fly at 1. Rangers give the ball to R.A. Dickey to throw the knuckle against Barry Zito. First pitch in Oakland at 3 today. The A's trail in the West by 4 games. And in golf, the President's Cup, the U.S. has tied things up with the international team 8.5 apiece. Mickelson and DeMarco get the win today, as do Davis Love III and Stuart Sink. Ticker weather this morning. Hurricane Rita has been downgraded to Category 1, just barely a hurricane at this point. The storm hit the Texas Louisiana shore just about 2:30. Some buildings in Galveston have been damaged from fires and falling debris. Almost 700,000 Texas homes reportedly without power right now. In Houston, the airports could reopen for commercial flights as soon as tomorrow.
Our next ticket ticker at 11:30, breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Pete Kenny, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to Ben and Skin, Saturday morning, 10 to 11:30 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Yo, check this out, man.
Named after that vital stretch of road in Richardson that links 75 and Coit, it's the Dan Campbell Show, Tuesdays at 12:30 with Bob and Dan. Brought to you by Chuck Fairbanks Chevrolet and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Let that ride, John. What summer was it? Best summer ever? 88? No.
93?
No. Ah, such good time. I was getting so much action back then. 11:14 on Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket, you're listening to Ben and Skin. We are hitting the home stretch. We want you to listen to The Ticket all day long. Coming up at 11:30, the Troy Aikman Show, starring Troy Aikman. Boy. And also featuring Troy Aikman.
I can't wait to mix with him.
Yeah, it's going
to
be awesome. We'll mix with him a little bit later. 12:30, Dick Hicks and the SMU football extravaganza. No doubt it'll be a very pumped-up show after they've won their Homer Call of the Week for the second straight week. I'm sure they will be going for number three, so make sure and tune in for that. And also make sure and come see your boy Skin tonight. I'll be with Wifey at the Dove Show at Gypsy Tea Room. But right now we want to get into a brand new segment, and it's got a... I don't want to explain the segment, but I do want to tell you the name of the segment. It's called a Sporting Courtesy Flush. I love it. Great name, courtesy of the genius that is Worldwide Enterprises. And Ben, this will be very similar to other segments that you may have heard or not heard on the air that have nothing to do with anything that we've ever done or not done on the air while doing radio. So starting off this brand new segment, the Sporting Courtesy Flush, let's get into your all-time favorite Ranger, Rafael Palmeiro. It was learned recently that the Orioles have said, dude, don't come back for the rest of the season. Wait till nobody's here and you can come clear out your locker. We're not interested in having you around anymore.
My favorite Ranger is Larry Parrish.
He's not in this story, Ben. Don't screw it up. The new turn that really sickened everyone that was already sickened by this thing was him deciding that he was going to throw Miguel Tejada under the bus and say, well, maybe I tested positive by a B12 injection he gave me. What?
Hey, come here. Look at this. And it won't flush.
What? Thank you for contributing to our new segment, Sporting Courtesy Flush. What could possibly, what the hell was he thinking? I mean, that's taking it, dude, that's taking it down a road that you never, ever, ever want to go in a hyper-macho setting. Do not ever throw any of your teammates under the bus, whether it's true or not. Why? You know what he did? He basically sealed the deal. My baseball's over. No one's going to... Who's going to take him now? Who is going to want Rafael Palmeiro, who's, what, 41 now, with declining productivity? I mean, he is now officially a cancer. He's gone from a sideshow to a locker room cancer.
And, dude, without the roids, he's not that good of a hitter.
It's just gone in the tank. Why would he do that? And this is what I started thinking about. And as much as, let's say, 3 months ago, hey, who's your all-time favorite Ranger? He's under consideration. So beloved here.
Be top 50 for me.
So beloved here and so productive. And now, to me, he's on a new list. And that is the all-time biggest disappointing athlete in the history of the Metroplex. The first guy I immediately thought of was Roy Tarpley. And then after that, you're hard-pressed in my book to find anyone that's been a bigger let... Well, I mean, no one's that attached to Quincy.
Gee, you were.
I loved him, but that's because I'm a big New York Jets fan.
Remember that shirt you had made that said Quincy Carter on the front, 10-win quarterback on the back?
Are you not looking at what I'm wearing right now?
Oh, sorry.
You mean remember, I'm wearing it right now. No, I mean, I like quarterbacks who do blow anyway, so Quincy's fine with me. But what a tremendous letdown at the tail end of a Hall of Fame career.
The craziness is that it's just such a drop-off.
Right.
It's like, had he just not done any roids this year, you would think, all right, I'm just not going to do any roids this year. I'm home free. Get the record, shut it down, and then you're done. But for even doing roids this year and then throwing a teammate under the bus,
it's the classic risk-reward. You know, is it worth doing this to get to this? And when you're at the tail end of your career, and I think even with the whole steroid thing, you know, if you just let it go, I mean, it would be tainted. Tainted, much like, you know, I mean, but look at Bonds. He's just grinding it out, and everyone still thinks he's on roids or has been on roids. and he's still grinding.
Yeah.
All he had to do was let the thing go, and he probably would have been fine. But this is like, this is the ultimate sports betrayal, is it not? I mean, even if he really, and from everything, look, I'm no scientist here on the radio. I'm a scientist in another life that I don't talk about on the air. But for everything I understand or what he tested positive to, there's no way it would have been B12 injections.
Right.
I mean, this is just so pathetic and so sad.
And Tejada clearly,
and so depressing.
Clearly doesn't want anyone knowing that he was injecting Palmeiro.
Right.
Socially.
Right, right. I mean, if those pictures get out on what you've been Googling all day long. But, man, just a really tragic, depressing, sad end to what has been an awesome career up to this point. I mean, there's no way he can dig out of this now, in my opinion. There's no way he can dig out of this.
Nope. But I'd still like to see the Rangers bring him back next year. He's a DH.
Yeah, 41-year-old DH whose home runs are tremendously declining.
Short fortune, right, dude.
Oh, God.
Hey, Skin, in other courtesy flush news updates from the world of sports.
Yeah, Skin.
Skin, a lot of people very tuned into the fact that you and I went to Berkner High School.
Yes.
In Richardson. And
shout out to those Rams.
Skin,
yes.
You were one of the most accomplished tailbacks in the history of that school. You and the Burton brothers
That's
hold
right.
many, many records
mm-hmm.
There. And I'm wondering if the setup there now is they may be as good as they were when Meat was quarterbacking and you were the tailback and in
Nobody
89
knows Meat.
You guys had it. Please. You guys had an incredible run. I, of course, was the first male cheerleader at Berkner. But, Skin, this year's Berkner Rams, I stopped by the game last night because I'm a big celebrity.
Such a lie.
I just wanted to...
You did not go by there.
Yeah, I was at the game.
No, you did
Jesuit.
Not.
They played Jesuit. All right, so...
Oh, so you've got a newspaper.
I stopped by, and I'm like, all right, man, you know, sure, a lot of the students are going to recognize my voice when I start talking.
Right.
But I didn't think the coaches would, so I walk in...
Is Coach Doobie still
yeah,
there?
Yeah, Coach Doobie's the head coach.
It's a funny name.
Made that up. Coach Hill is actually back coaching.
Harold Hill?
Yeah.
Not as funny a name as Coach Doobie.
Coach Nicholas is coaching a secondary.
Turn it.
So I came in and I'm talking to people and whatever and shaking some hands, kissing babies, patting some MILF butts. And
rolling taint.
They're like, hey, would you mind, you know, coaching a series?
Okay.
And I was like, yeah, it's a little awkward. So I coached the first half of this game, and I was like, let's just get the ball to these Johnson brothers that appear to be pretty athletic. Anyways, dude, they've got these brothers.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh. What do you mean by that?
I don't know.
And you call them the Johnson brothers? Where are you going with that?
Josh, the truth is I just picked up the sports page and realized that our high school's pretty good.
You just picked up the sports page and saw the word Berkner. Let's take this to the air.
Dude, our team was so bad. It's nice to see them getting headlines. But this stuck out to me. There's two brothers on the team, Justin and Josh Johnson. Justin Johnson rushes for 245 yards, passes for 80 yards, and has 3 touchdowns. His brother Josh rushes for 197 yards, has all 80 of those receiving yards, and himself scores 3 touchdowns.
That's impressive, Johnson's.
Dude, Berkner High School, put your Rams up, Skin. I know you're excited about this. 4-0, they've won 10 consecutive regular season games. And they're number 4 in the area. That's why I will be at every Berkner game from here to the rest of the year.
I would think that since they're letting you call plays now, that you would have all the more reason to be at
every
game.
I made that part up.
Here's the thing that I was most interested about when we, you know, because we got here at like 5 this morning to do all the show prep for the show. And you didn't have an answer for this. And I think it's going to be something that has to play out as the season goes on. And I'm definitely into this now. I'm definitely going to follow it. Is this Berkner team with these Johnsons as good as our senior year team that went 1-9? At what point do their achievements
stop blaming yourself? Stop blaming yourself. You did not have an offensive line.
Well, or a jersey, or a uniform, or pads. So if you eliminate
stop
all those
blaming
things,
yourself.
How is it that we had 9 D1 guys, including a guy that started for national championship Florida State, and we went 1-9?
Coaching.
So what do you say about Coach Doobie?
Was he there?
I don't think. Oh, that's a funny name, though. Okay, moving on in courtesy, sporting flush, name, awkward. I'm always basketball. I'm basketball, even in the off season, and so I'm always scouring the net for some basketball stories, and there's one about Dirk, so I thought I'd share it with you.
Yeah.
And I don't know that I could say this any better, so I'll just read this right off the internet. This is about Dirk's offseason. It says, Aunque parece de los más normales, Dirk Nowitzki voló de Múnich a Belgrado sin intercambiar ni una sola palabra con sus compañeros. Con un espectacular gorro y los cascos para escuchar música, para así no tener nada que va con Formelín y los otros alemanes que bombardean como si la tortura un viaje de fin de curso. Hay que pensar que la distancia no está en los dolores. Si calculo que el jugador de Dallas puede cobrar ante 6 y 7 veces lo que perciben todos sus provisionales compañeros juntos, sino en la mentalidad de un hombre forjada en Universidad de Dallas, estudiando Didis y convertida en un All-Star.
Ever Piton?
So I think what you can clearly see here is even though you've had, you know, he's had the thing with Holger, he's having to adjust to be the new focus. I mean, this is positive, is it not? Is this not something
little,
they can
build fanfare,
off of?
A little fanfare.
No, the other one. The other one.
Do the other one again. The other one's better.
Yes, this one.
What about the first one?
Jim, I didn't know you spoke Spanish.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Genius.
Thank you. That was a little special story for our Latino brothers from another mother. Shout
one more time. One more time. Run that back.
Oh, you want me to say it again? Okay. Aunque parece de los normales, Dirk Nowitzki voló en Múnich y Belgrado.
Coming up next,
Troy Aikman.
Hey, coming up Sunday on the Mark Elfmeyer Show, baseball pennant races are heating up. The Yankees and the Red Sox, what a shock, right down to the wire, and my Astros still got a shot. College football, all kinds of games to talk about. And, of course, NFL action with your Dallas Cowboys, how they'll play against the 49ers, and how they screwed up against the Redskins, all Sunday, 8 to 11 on the Mark Elfmeyer Show.
Rock beats scissors. Scissors beats paper. Paper beats rock. Hello. This is Belvedere Vodka for The Beautiful Life. And today we're discussing that most beautiful game, rock, paper, scissors. A caveat. If you think this is a game of chance, you're a fool and will be beaten like scissors to rock. Hint. Know the enemy. If your enemy leads with rock, he prefers brute force to strategy. Destroy him with cunning tactic. If paper is his chosen lead, he is a sneaky ferret trying to turn aggressive play against you. His strategy will, however, change if faced with losing. The specter of imminent defeat turns even the subtlest player into a rock-wielding troglodyte. If he is a scissors man, he combines the heavy-headed force of rock with the finesse of paper. You will need to be at your best to vanquish him. Celebrate vanquishing him with a Belvedere, the only vodka worthy of rock, paper, scissors, and the beautiful life.
Indulge moderately in Belvedere Vodka, 40% alcohol by volume, distilled from Rye Millennium in Port Minneapolis, Minnesota.
You're listening to America's favorite sports station, Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. Part of a family of favorites, like America's favorite country music station, The Ticket's big brother with a straw hat, 99.5 The Wolf. The Wolf's done made the family proud by winning the Marconi Award for Station of the Year. It's the home of the Bobby Mitchell Wake Up with the Wolf Morning Show, Amy B., Hollywood Henderson, Cody Allen, and Airwolf Traffic with Justin Frizzell. They've got a 50,000-watt stick with the best Texas country music this side of the Red River. So when you find yourself laying on your back with tears in your ears, crying over your last failed relationship, or maybe you just want to strap on some Support the Troops Red-Blooded Americana, feel better longer with some feel-good music from the Wolf's Pat Green, Jack Ingram, Charlie Robinson, and Robert Earl Keane. Remember your family of favorites, 99.5 The Wolf, and everyone's favorite drunk uncle, Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
Isn't technology great? I love listening online when it's convenient for me. Hi, this is Dane Miner, General Manager of Freeman Toyota. Are you aware that you can buy a car with the same ease and convenience that you're enjoying right now while listening online? Log on to FreemanToyota.com and you can get a price quote from one of our managers. You can appraise your trade, get a payment quote, discuss different options for financing. All of this information is readily available for you, and Freeman Toyota is happy to provide it for you without you even stepping foot on our lot. A couple of incentives running right now. You can lease a Camry for $249 a month for 36 months. Or how about a 41 mile per gallon Corolla for $199 a month for the same 36 months?
Both of these offers are with zero out-of-pocket. Freeman Toyota will deliver your vehicle and paperwork to your home or office to try to save you time and money. We've sold over 1,000 customers year-to-date right over the web. Our customers are telling us that their purchase was the easiest, most pleasant car buying experience ever. Come and see why at FreemanToyota.com.
You guys, thanks. But I've known about this for a week now.
Yeah,
sure.
Did you know Pamela Anderson's going to jump out of that cake?
Yeah, I knew that.
Okay, Pam, take five.
Okay.
Sorry, you just can't surprise me. I'm way ahead of you.
So you didn't know the new Kias from Aritz Kia in Fort Worth come with a 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty?
Huh?
Yeah, and right now you can get $6,000 off MSRP and a free flip-down DVD player with a 2005 Kia Sedona EX.
Wow!
Plus, did you know a 2005 Kia Spectra LX starts as low as $10,995 and the Sorento LX as low as $14,995 and all come with a 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty? Now that is the power of surprise.
I can't believe it. You got me. You bought me a new Kia.
Surprise! No.
Oh, well, I'm not surprised.
Hurry into Maritz Kia today and pick up 2-for-1 tickets to the cutting-edge haunted house, the world's largest haunted house, plus a free pumpkin while supplies last. See our ad in the Fort Worth Star-Telegram or visit MaritzKia.com for details. Maritz Kia, I-30 West and Las Vegas Trail in Fort Worth. Kia, the power of surprise.
Friendly Quest or Ultima. Get...
Hi, this is Dane Miner, General Manager of Freeman Toyota. If you're in the market for a new or pre-owned vehicle, here's a couple of things you should strongly consider. Toyota is one of the most reliable and affordable vehicles on the road today. And the Freeman family is one of the most trusted and respected names in the automobile business. When you combine the two, you have a combination that is guaranteed to work for you. With Freeman Toyota's intense focus on customer satisfaction and Toyota's great value, you can't go wrong in your automobile buying decision. For example, lease a double cab Tundra for just $269 a month for 36 months. Or our best-selling SUV, the 4Runner, for $349 a month for 36 months. And these offers are with zero out-of-pocket. Come and visit us today and see what our current customers already know. Freeman Toyota is committed to making you number one. We are located at 183 and 820 on the affordable side of the Metroplex, or pick up your phone and call us toll-free at 1-800-NEW-CARS or log on to FreemanToyota.com. Freeman Toyota, where character and reputation make the difference.
The Peach Sea Fishing. We've got it all. So a break from this leads to this.
Watch out, watch out.
And the most amazing vacation for you and your family, Royal Caribbean International. Get out there. Get your next Caribbean adventure on board a Royal Caribbean cruise. Seven-night cruises starting from just $5.99. Call your Expedia Cruise Specialist at 1-888-828-3427 today.
Prices are per person, U.S. dollars, based on double occupancy cruise only. Limited availability and available only on select sailings. Governmental taxes and fees are extra. Certain restrictions apply. U.S. residents only. Ships registered in the Bahamas.
The 2005 Komen Race for the Cure is Saturday, October 15th at North Park Center. Register or donate online at www.komen-dallas.org. Remember, Dallas, share the fight, share the victory. Together we can make a difference. A message from Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
Sports news first, guaranteed.
Oakland A's now 4 games out of luck thanks to the Rangers. This ticker, a service of Man's Best Friend and Baker Brothers Plumbing. Division-leading Angels rooting for the Rangers, and so far they've had plenty to cheer about. Oakland now 4 games out in the West after the Rangers win last night. The A's throw Barry Zito out there today. Oral Hershiser says Ari Dickey can hang in there with him, and now the cat's out of the bag.
He's always had a great knuckleball. We were kind of pulling the wool over the eyes of the public and the league when we used to call his out pitch the thing. A split. Yeah, we knew it was a knuckleball.
3 o'clock first pitch in Oakland today. The Cowboys had a short week to get ready for the Niners. They also moved the charter flight up in fear of the weather today. College football Saturday underway. Number 8 Ohio State, quick first quarter jump on number 21 Iowa, 7-0. SMU football offered free tickets to evacuees of Hurricane Rita and Katrina. The Mustangs host Tulane at 1 o'clock today. We'll have the game right here and start the pregame show at 12:30. On Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Ticker weather this morning, Hurricane Rita softened to a Category 1. Houston and Galveston were spared the worst of it after it struck shore about 30 miles east of Beaumont early this morning around 2:30. Pete Tenney reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to the Troy Aikman Show, Saturday 11:30 to 12:30 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
KTCK Dallas Fort Worth, KTDK Sanger.
back. Aikman throws. Aikman throws right. Touchdown, Evan Smith.
Sporting News Radio presents The Troy Aikman Show with three-time Super Bowl champion quarterback Troy Aikman and Sporting News Radio's Bruce Murray.
Aikman on third and 13. Going for the bomb again for Michael Irvin in the corner.
Oh, what a Cowboys.
This week, the Ring of Honor was a special night for Troy, Michael, and Emmett. But what happened to the Dallas Cowboys in the fourth quarter?
You saw what happened. Fourth and 15, give up long pass. That's what happened. You know, we get first down to run the clock out. We're going to run the clock out. On that pass to Keyshawn on the sideline, we get a penalty. That's what happened.
Troy will examine the Redskins' tremendous comeback and the other big surprises from week two. And now, here's Troy Aikman and Bruce Murray.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Troy Aikman Show. As we get you set for week three of the NFL season, I'm Bruce Murray along with Troy Aikman. Coming up in the next hour, we'll take a look at some teams that are starting 0-2, despite the fact that some would have thought they would have started 2-0. We'll talk about the Saints having to go on the road to play a home game, and could the Bears be the best team in the NFC North? All that's coming up, but first let me say hello to my partner, Troy Aikman. Troy, how are you this week?
Doing great, Bruce. Thank you.
Well, you got to see a couple of football games this week. One as an analyst for Fox, and one as a guest of the Dallas Cowboys, because this past Monday night you went into the Ring of Honor with Michael Irvin and Emmitt Smith. Congratulations on that. How was the whole affair?
It was really nice. Jerry Jones did a terrific job. On Sunday night, they put together a party, had a lot of former teammates and coaches come in for that, so that was special. And Monday night, a great crowd, and really a wonderful evening up until the last couple of minutes of that ball game.
Yeah, somebody ought to tell the Cowboys, when you honor three greats, three guys that are going into the Hall of Fame, you're supposed to win on those days. Make them memorable occasions.
Yeah, no one told them.
Was it fun being up in that crowded booth? I mean, it was you, Al Michaels, John Madden, Michael Irvin, Emmitt Smith, and it was also about 108 degrees. It looked like you couldn't wait to get out of there.
Well, you know, I mean, I finally got into a two-man booth, and only to then get put into a five-man booth. So, but it was nice for ABC to have us in there, and it was great going into the Ring of Honor with Michael and Emmett.
Well, let's talk about the game, because it was, you could argue, an important football game. I'm not sure that you can say that at this point of the season, but it was certainly an entertaining football game. The Cowboys went on the road a week ago and beat a good San Diego team, and some started saying, well, maybe this is the team that Bill Parcells wanted. Then they come home. They play Washington on Monday night. They have a 13-0 lead in the fourth quarter. And then you see the stats. Bill Parcells, one of only three coaches never to blow a lead in the fourth quarter when he has a 13-point lead. And then they blow the lead. What happens at the end of that football game?
Well, you know, what you just said. I mean, there was just a few mistakes, both on offense and especially on defense, that wound up costing them the game. Some people suggest that the Cowboys maybe got a little conservative offensively there towards the end. I don't know that that's necessarily the case. The way that their defense had been playing up to that point, you think that if you're up 13-0 and the Redskins are going to have to score twice, you know, with about 4.5 minutes to play, they're not going to be able to do that. Yet they were able to, and that's because they had breakdowns in coverage, and two consecutive plays, or the touchdowns anyway, were basically the same play, and that they threw deep balls down the middle of the field. And those things should never happen. I mean, it's one thing if you threw it underneath and a guy made some people miss and was able to pick up some key yards and they scored that way. But knowing that the only way the Redskins could really get back into the game and then go on to win the game was to have big plays like that, there's just no excuse for the safety play not to be better. Nobody should have ever gotten behind them.
Well, and I was going to say, I'm not suggesting that it's the sole responsibility of Roy Williams, but twice he was basically the guy on that play that could have made that play. He was beaten. When you talk about Roy Williams, you talk about one of the best safeties in the game. How did he get beaten on those plays?
Well, he just was up too close, you know. I mean, he got beat because he let a guy run by him, and you can't do that. I know that Bill Parcells was very concerned going into last week's game against San Diego with the safety play because, as he put it, he said, I've got two cannonballs back there. They just want to come up and hit people, and that's Roy Williams and then Keith Davis, who's a first-time starter. And sure enough, I mean, if there's ever a time in a ball game to where you should not be anxious to get aggressive and get in the middle of the play, it was then, and Roy Williams twice. It's one thing to do it once, but you do it twice, let someone run by you. Now, obviously, Roy had to have known the situation. I think maybe he underestimated just how fast Santana Moss was.
Well, one thing's for sure. You can blame the Dallas defense, but some blame has to be laid on the offense. Late in that football game, as you pointed out, they did get a little conservative. They had a couple of opportunities to either extend drives and take time off the clock, or even after Washington got that go-ahead score, they had an opportunity to move in, and at that point, all they would have needed is a field goal. And
Watching Drew Bledsoe, and I've seen him do this in the past, and you've got to explain to me what happened. Late in that football game, I don't know if the term is short-arming. The bottom line is there were pass patterns being run. They weren't deep down the field, and balls were bouncing a couple of feet in front of receivers. What happens at the end of a football game? Does a quarterback's arm, like a pitcher, actually get tired?
Well, yeah, I wouldn't think. I mean, mine certainly didn't. But people react differently to different situations. And Drew Bledsoe's a pro. He's been in tight ball games before and just made a couple poor throws and throws that certainly, he'd like to have back. I agree. I don't think that you can place all the blame on the defense, and I don't think you can place all the blame on the offense. I think there were a handful of plays there over the last 2 to 3 minutes of that game that if any one of those plays are made, then the Cowboys win the game. But they didn't make those plays, and the Redskins were able to pull out an awfully big win at a time when they didn't play particularly well.
All right, let me ask you real quick about the Redskins. Despite the two touchdowns, it's their only two offensive touchdowns of the year, and they came within 2 minutes of each other. Does that team still have a lot to worry about offensively?
Well, I think that, yeah, if you talk to them, they would be saying that offensively they need to do a little bit better job than what they've done as far as being able to score points. And, they ran the ball awfully well in their first game against Chicago, so I think they had to feel good about that because they had struggled so much with their running game a year ago, and yet they won a game by just kicking 3 field goals against the Bears. And then, Monday night, of course, the way that they came back and won, they've got a bye this week, and I've got to believe that at least they feel good about themselves. And to me, good teams, and I don't know where Washington is right now. I don't really know where any team is right now in that regard. But good teams find a way to win games even when they're not playing their best. And I think that they've been able to do that the last couple of weeks. Now they're going to have to play better if they're going to keep on winning. But at least they've won games. They're 2-0. And now they get a chance to try to correct some of those things in their bye.
Yeah, that's the bottom line. They are 2-0. Let's talk about another team that you just mentioned and you also saw last week as we continue on the Troy Aikman Show, and that's the Chicago Bears. Because as you just pointed out, it's a little too early to get a real gauge on how good teams are. But one thing we know about the Bears, not just from the games that they played this season, but going back to the last couple of seasons, is they can play defense. And before we talk about their offense and the fact that they start a rookie quarterback, are the Bears right now, at least at this stage of the season, maybe the best team in that division for that reason? They are the only team in the NFC North that can play defense?
Well, it gives them a chance. I mean, that's what we do know. Whether or not they're the best team, right now in the division, that would really be hard to determine. But at least, as you mentioned, I mean, defensively speaking, they're probably the best team. And so as a result of that, they're going to be in games. They could have very easily won their first game against Washington, if they don't have the turnover. And so they could have been sitting here after 2 weeks at 2-0 as well. And I like that defense. I think Lovie Smith does a heck of a job as far as getting those guys ready to play. I think Brian Urlacher is a heck of a player. They've got a good defensive front. And they've got good secondary play as well and some good corners. So I don't expect that defense to have too many letdowns as they move through the remainder of the year.
Well, we talked a lot last year about their quarterback situation, and they couldn't overcome the lack of play that they got from the position. They have a rookie starting this year, and we talked about that also before the season began. How could they go into the season without a backup after Rex Grossman got hurt? Kyle Orton, he hasn't put up fabulous numbers, but now that you got to see him play for 60 minutes, can he make enough plays offensively?
Well, I think he can. I really do like the guy, and I liked him after I saw him playing in the first game, and especially after I had a chance to watch him live this past week against Detroit.
He's not
an overwhelmed guy, and I think that's the thing that has been most impressive to me is, a lot of times you get around a rookie quarterback, and they're a little anxious, they're a little nervous, they've got big eyes, and they're somewhat overwhelmed. He doesn't have any of that. He's a very confident guy, and confident in a good way. And he has the respect of his teammates, and they enjoy having him in the huddle. They like the way he competes. He's got a good arm. I was shocked that he slid to the fourth round. I was asking everybody while I was in Chicago this past week, what it was about him that allowed him to go to so far down in the draft, because this was a guy who played a lot in college for a big college at Purdue, played 3.5 years. And, he was a little overweight coming out of college, not an overly athletic guy. He ran like a 5.140, and that turned some people off. But I think they underestimated his competitiveness and his arm strength because he's played well, in my opinion. And as long as he can stay healthy and keep doing what he's doing, and the rest of the offensive players, guys like Mohsen Mohamed and Thomas Jones. I know they drafted Cedric Benson, but Thomas Jones is playing really well right now, and he played well last year. And then along with that defense that we talked about, they've got a chance to be okay.
Now let's talk about the other quarterback in that football game, because I know you may have thought on Sunday that he didn't look entirely lost, but the bottom line, Troy, is at the end of the day, five interceptions for Joey Harrington. Now, they didn't go into the season expecting Dan Orlovsky to be the backup quarterback, but that's what they're left with after Jeff Garcia got hurt. They may not have a choice but to play Joey Harrington all year, and some said with the weapons that they've put together on offense, it's a make-or-break year for him. You got to see him play last Sunday. What do you make of Joey Harrington right now?
Well, it was a tough day for him, and I felt it in the first half that if you looked at his numbers, that he did not play as poorly as what his numbers would suggest. Two of those interceptions were not his fault. Ball got batted up. Another time we've got Roy Williams, who ran a poor route, which kept them from being able to come away with either a touchdown or a field goal, you know, down inside the red zone. Has Joey Harrington struggled? Certainly he has, and he definitely did there in the second half against Chicago, but you know, I disagree that everything is on Joey Harrington, and I think he's kind of been the scapegoat for this team for a few years right now. The defense did not play well. The receivers, in my opinion, did not play particularly well. And there's enough blame to go around, but yet, as it is with most situations, when a team struggles, the quarterback is the guy who everybody targets. I do think that Jeff Garcia was brought in for a reason. I think if he were healthy, he would be the starter right now. There is pressure, not just on Joey Harrington, but on that entire organization, because there are some talented players. They just haven't been able to bring that team together. And after a difficult loss like that last week, they do have a bye, but you just wonder how well they're going to be able to regroup, and what does that do to Joey Harrington's confidence.
Yeah, and as you pointed out, not only is he the quarterback, but he was a first-round draft pick quarterback, and the expectations were very high. He's got a lot of pressure, and it may not all have been his fault, but at the end, you know, again, you start looking at the numbers, and you got to be a little concerned in Detroit. All right, we have to take a break. Still a lot to get to on the Troy Aikman Show. Coming up, we'll talk about the New Orleans Saints and Jim Haslett. They had to go on the road to play a home game. Jim Haslett was not happy about that. And we'll talk about the New England Patriots to go on the road this week after losing in Carolina. Stay with us. The Troy Aikman Show will continue on Sporting News Radio.
Hello, this is Belvedere Vodka welcoming you to the beautiful life. Today, we're discussing the proper way to sip Belvedere Citrus from a woman's navel. 1. Pour. 2. Sip. Yummy. This has been Belvedere Citrus and a navel of exquisite merit for the beautiful life.
Indulge moderately in Belvedere Vodka, 40% alcohol by volume, distilled from rye, millennium, and port, Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Hello. This is Belvedere Vodka and the beautiful life, listening to Wagner. It's been said Wagner's music is better than it sounds. No, it's not. This has been Belvedere Vodka for the beautiful life. A life far more beautiful with far less Wagner. Far, far less Wagner.
Indulge moderately in Belvedere Vodka, 40% alcohol by volume, distilled from rye, millennium, in Port Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Are you one of thousands of homeowners who have not refinanced your home mortgage because you don't think you have enough money or your credit is less than perfect? Then call Miracle Mortgage in Metro, 972-445-LOAN. They not only can refinance your mortgage with no out-of-pocket costs, they can do a home equity for you and pay off all your credit card debt, saving you hundreds of dollars every month. Act today and skip up to two mortgage payments. That's right, skip two mortgage payments. Call 972-445-LOAN. Skip two mortgage payments and pay off credit card debt, regardless of your credit situation. Rates starting at 4.75. Call Miracle Mortgage right now, 972-445-LOAN. Or to complete an application now, maximize your browser and click on the Miracle logo, amiracleloan.com. Interest rate based on a three-year ARM. APR 5.277, Texas License 153-15770, North Dallas Parkway.
Boo.
What?
I'm gearing up for my favorite season. Ooh, time to think of scary things.
Oh, what's the scariest thing you can think of?
Ooh, buying a new car.
That's not scary.
It's not?
No, not at Moritz Chevrolet in Fort Worth. They make it easy. They take pride in their exceptional customer service and giving you the best price anywhere.
No hidden tricks. Or creepy salespeople?
No, not a one. Plus, you can choose from six different vehicles that average over 30 miles to the gallon, starting as low as $89.95.
Ooh.
Even the largest SUV, the Suburban, averages a surprising 19 miles to the gallon.
Oh.
And if you still need to be scared, just drop by and pick up 2-for-1 tickets to the Cutting Edge Haunted House. It's the world's largest haunted house, plus a free pumpkin right out of Maritz's pumpkin patch.
So there's no...
No ghosts or goblins, just great deals at Maritz Chevrolet, 9101 Camp Bowie West in Fort Worth. Or go to MaritzChevrolet.com for details. Chevy, an American revolution.
So I guess I'll go back to thinking the second scariest thing now.
Which is?
Have you seen my mother-in-law?
Get ready, Texas, for the Dodge Mega Women Mega Gear Tailgate Party Charity Concert.
Friday, October 7th at Smirnoff Music Center with Terry Clark.
I just wanna be mad for a while.
Texas Charlie Robinson.
So far light, far bright, first part that I've seen tonight.
Plus special guest comedian John Reed, the Hitting Guy.
The Dodge Mega Women Mega Gear Tailgate Party. Tickets are free at your Texas Dodge dealer. Come celebrate the new Dodge Ram Mega Cab. Finally, a truck big enough for Texas. Mega Cab has the biggest cab on the planet. See over 100 Mega Cab trucks on display. And someone will be driving away in their brand new Dodge Ram Mega Cab pickup to be given away at the concert.
Terry Clark, Charlie Robinson.
A mega party with a mega car.
Donation being accepted for the Red Cross's hurricane disaster relief.
If you're in for Texas OU weekend, start your tailgate party early.
Friday night, October 7th at Smirnoff Music Center.
Gates open at 6:30. Get your free tickets at your Texas Dodge dealer.
We'll get calmer anyway. And starting this fall, you can win one of 24 $24,000 prizes over 24 days. Just visit 24sweepstakes.com or text message 24 to 89824. The clock's been reset, and the most explosive hour on television is back. 24 Weekends. Watch it from the very beginning, premiering Saturday, October 1st.
Premiere Saturday night, October 1st today on UPN 21. Make a look.
No purchase necessary. Ends October 24, 2005. Open the legal U.S. residents 18 or old, subject to complete rules at 24sweepstakes.com. Void where prohibited.
Are you tired of paying high prices for parts that don't last? Then come to O'Reilly Auto Parts. Now, we're not name droppers, but brands like Motorcraft, AC Delco, Fram, Wix, Velcro, Gates, and Wagner are just a few of the hundreds of brands we stock every day. All at lower prices, which means you can buy top quality parts instead of no-name brands that may not last. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts at better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now back to the Troy Aikman Show on Sporting News Radio. Here's Troy Aikman and Bruce Murray.
Welcome back to the Troy Aikman Show. Continues. I'm Bruce Murray along with Troy Aikman. We'll talk about the Saints in a second. Also coming up a little later on, Green Bay and Brett Favre and the difference between 0-2 and 2-0. Other than the obvious, but Troy, let's start with the Saints, who last week went on the road to play a home game against the Giants. When they redid the schedule after Hurricane Katrina, it seemed like a good idea, but you get the sense from Jim Haslett afterwards, and I want to get your comments on this after you hear what he had to say, that he didn't love the idea.
I look up on the scoreboard, there's signs, let's go Giants, all right? The referees, when they flipped the coin, they asked us if we wanted heads or tails. So, you know, they had no idea who the home team and away team was. The crowd noise we had to deal with, we had to do a silent count at home. I mean, the whole thing was a great cause, and I think the NFL did a great job of raising money for the Gulf Coast, but really, the whole thing is bull because they could have done that anywhere. They could have played that game anywhere. They could have played that game in Baton Rouge. They could have played in San Antonio and did the same thing.
Now, that is obviously a frustrated Jim Haslett. And like I said, Troy, at the time it seemed like a good idea. The NFL was rushed into figuring out what they were going to do. Does Jim Haslett have a gripe in this situation?
Well, yeah, I think that he does. And you know, I mean, the NFL, I believe that they were trying to do the right thing. It all happened so quickly. People had to take action. How do they make adjustments in order to allow a game to be played? It could have been played anywhere else. There's no question about that. And I think it's extremely unfair, you know, for the Saints to basically have to play another road game. And it was a home game for the Giants. I mean, let's be honest about that. And they could have raised money anywhere else. And so in some ways, by doing the various things they did surrounding that game to raise money for the relief efforts. I mean, that may have worked the crowd up into more of a frenzy than what they would have been otherwise. So, you know, I can understand where the Saints players and the organization is very frustrated and upset by it. I'm glad to hear Jim Hazard at least acknowledge that the NFL was trying to do the right thing, but you know, there's so many things that have been affected by that that I don't know. I'm a little reluctant to be critical of anybody because there's a lot of people and a lot of goodwill being done to try to help some people that are more concerned with things other than football games.
Yeah, and I don't want to say there's an agenda here, but Jim Haslett, is it a way to deflect? You know, when you lose a football game, you have to give reasons why you lose a football game. And I'm not suggesting that this was the only reason, because they actually played a pretty good football game against the Giants. But is Jim Haslett in some way taking away the responsibility from his team by saying, you know what, we were okay, but we were just in an unfortunate situation?
Yeah, no, I don't think so, because I saw more of his comments that he made following that game, and I saw Joe Horn and Aaron Brooks and a number of other players, their comments, and they acknowledged that, hey, we didn't play very well, and we didn't deserve to win, but let's not kid ourselves and think that, you know, this was going to be a home game for the New Orleans Saints, because that's really kind of how the NFL, you know, portrayed it, was that we're going to sell the tickets initially to all the Saints fans, and they put Saints in the end zone and all that, but you know, we all know that that's not the case. I think that's the thing that they were most frustrated about. They knew they couldn't play in New Orleans, but I think that as they will do in future games and play in Baton Rouge and in San Antonio, that could have happened for this game as well.
All right. On the subject of not making excuses, the Minnesota Vikings right now have no excuses that can be made. They are 0-2. This is one of the teams that I think a lot of people, if you would have asked them, would have said after two games would probably be 2-0, especially with the schedule, Tampa Bay and Cincinnati. And you know what? Neither game was competitive, Troy. We talked last week a little bit about the loss of Randy Moss and what it did to that football team. And I think it's worth looking at now because Dante Culpepper has no touchdowns and 8 interceptions. And I'm not sure that one guy can mean that much to a team, but their offense doesn't look like they have a clue right now.
No, and we've talked about it before, and that they, you know, the focus really has been on the loss of Randy Moss, but, you know, I mentioned 2 weeks ago, Scott Linehan, the offensive coordinator who's now with the Dolphins, I just know firsthand when you lose a coordinator what that can do to your offensive group, and I don't know that you can put it all on their offensive coordinator that they have now. I mean, certainly Dante Culpepper needs to play better, but is he not playing well partly because he doesn't have that comfort level that he had with Scott Linehan? And so you got to look at that. Also, I think there's pressure on Dante because, you know, he's the guy who came out in the preseason and said that they would be better without Randy Moss because they didn't have the Randy ratio. They were going to be able to spread it around. Teams weren't going to be able to just key up on one guy. But you've got to acknowledge that when Randy Moss has taken two guys to cover him, then that frees up some other people. And there's a lot of receivers in this league that make really good number two guys. But then when they're having to be the number one guy, it's a whole different ball game. And Dante's played poorly. I mean, he knows that. He has said as much. But he's got 10 turnovers in two games. And it doesn't matter who you are in this league. You can't turn the ball over like that and expect to win football games.
So they've got some problems on the offensive line as well. They have some injury problems. But you mentioned the offensive coordinator. They do make a change to that position. I didn't want to bring it up, but what is the new offensive coordinator's last name?
Loney?
I thought it was Looney.
Okay.
I don't know. It could be Looney.
I don't know.
You know, the way that offense is run, it could be Looney right now, if you know what I mean. I mean, what do you do now if you're Minnesota? You're now 0-2. You're going to look at the film, and you realize, hey, you know what? It's not just what we've done. We don't have Randy Moss. How do you adjust now as you get set for your third game of the season? What can you do?
Well, they just got to execute better. I believe that, you know, they've still got some guys on defense that can go out and play. Darren Sharper, for instance, offensively. They can't turn the ball over. That's for starters. I mean, if Randy Moss was on that team, they wouldn't win turning the ball over the way that they have. So that's got to be the biggest focus right now is just protecting the football and then being patient and getting everybody involved and trying to execute a little bit better than what they have. But we don't know yet what the loss of Randy Moss has done because they haven't been able to protect the football.
All right, let's talk about another team that plays in that division, the Green Bay Packers, who also start 0-2. And with the schedule that they've had, a little bit surprising, especially losing to Cleveland. You're going to get a chance to see the Packers this weekend. Shannon Sharpe last week came out and made a comment about Brett Favre and all the talk about his retirement. It seems to be a discussion before and after just about every single football game. And Shannon Sharpe said, you know what, he should just stop talking and go out and play football. Has the Brett Favre retirement talk been a distraction to that football team?
I don't know what good can come of it. I mean, there's been Brett Favre retirement talks for about 4 years, and, you know, it hasn't been too much of a distraction in previous seasons, but, you know, when every week you're talking about, well, is this going to be the last year, that's just never been my approach back when I was playing. I just feel like, hey, when it's time to retire, retire. But, you know, there's young players on this team that are committing themselves to the cause of trying to go out and win games, and coaches as well. And, you know, when you lose, I don't know that anybody really wants to hear about anybody talking about retirement and whether or not this is going to be their last season. But, you know, they've got problems, and they've not played particularly well. Defensively, they've not created any turnovers. Offensively, they've not been very effective. And, you know, last year they got off to a difficult start as well. At 1-4, and they were able to turn it around and get back on track and win the division and get into the playoffs. And I certainly would not count them out right now, but they've got to play a lot better than what they have.
Well, and we talked a little bit about Tampa last week after their opening week win. They're now 2-0. They're getting good play from the running game. It looks like Brian Griese's making some plays. I mean, have we vastly underrated that offense in Tampa?
Well, I don't know. I think that they haven't really been on the radar screen, at least coming into the season, based on what's happened to them the last couple of years. You know, last year they went 5-11, so the expectations probably weren't real high. I'm sure they were real high within their own organization, but as far as other people looking at them and what they were going to be able to do. But, you know, their defense is so good, and they've got such talent on that side of the ball, and Monty Kiffin, their defensive coordinator, does a heck of a job. They've ranked in the top 10 defensively for about a decade now, so they're always going to be in games because of that. And then they've got this Cadillac Williams, the rookie, who has just come on like gangbusters here the first 2 weeks, 168 yards in week one and 148 yards last week. And so if they can continue to run the ball like that and Brian Griese can be efficient, which he has been, then they've got a chance to have really a heck of a season. And that's what I like about John Gruden is that, you know, he's got the background of this West Coast offense like Andy Reid and learned under Mike Holmgren, and so he likes to throw the ball, but he's not so stubborn that he's not going to run it when he's got a guy who's as capable as what he's got right now, and he's using him a lot. So this will be a good game for them this week against Green Bay, and it'll be a bigger test for Green Bay to see how they hold up.
Well, Tampa with a win will be 3-0. Green Bay with a loss will be 0-3. And I said before, I wanted to find out what the difference was between 2-0 and 0-2. And I know it sounds very simple. It's obvious. One team won both, one team lost both. But I think historically, if you look, there have been a lot of mediocre teams that can start 2-0, and there's not a great deal of significance to it because they can squander that. And even Kansas City a number of years ago started unbeaten, lost a lot of games at the end. But 0-2, historically, when you look at what it takes to then get to the playoffs, has been fairly significant. That trend has been reversed somewhat recently, but you played for an 0-2 football team. Now, in fairness, Emmitt Smith came back in Game 3, and you ended up winning a Super Bowl. But what kind of mentality sets into a locker room when you're supposed to be a competitive football team and you start 0-2?
Well, you start questioning yourself a little bit, and you have some doubts. I've always believed that the game is about confidence, and when you don't have successes, then it starts chipping away at that confidence. And, you know, right now I think that confidence is very fragile in the National Football League because, yeah, you believe that you're going to be better going into a year. You believe that you've got a good team, and then you lose a close one, and then you're sitting in there at 0-2, and you wonder if you're ever going to be able to win a game that season. And I think that's what teams have to focus on. I think sometimes there's a tendency for teams to get ahead of themselves and look down the road at their schedule and say, well, we've got this opponent, we've got this opponent, we've got this stretch of games on the road, it's going to be very difficult. And you start trying to calculate where you're going to be at midseason or where you can get to at the end of the season. And when you're 0-2, the only thing you can talk about and focus on is the next game coming up, and you just have to find a way to win that game. And then you have to do that the next week. And you're supposed to do that regardless of whether you're 0-2 or 2-0, but the better teams tend to be able to look down the road a little bit more, and the teams that are struggling, they have to really concentrate and focus on just trying to find a way to win one.
Well, you mentioned the better teams. There's no question the Patriots are one of those better teams, and yet in Carolina last week, I'm not going to say they got dominated, but they were physically outplayed by the Panthers. Now, this week they've got the Pittsburgh Steelers coming up, and, you know, on the road again, you've got one of the premier teams in the NFC, now one of the premier teams in the AFC. You know, it's a little too early, but are we starting to see some chinks in the armor, especially should Pittsburgh be able to beat New England this weekend?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I always believe that New England's going to be pretty competitive, and I think there's a tendency for all of us to try to look at, you know, boy, is New England, are they starting to slip? You know, they lost to Carolina. They're not supposed to lose to anybody. And, you know, those things happen. And they played a good opponent on the road, didn't play particularly well, got beat. Now they've got another tough opponent, you know, at Pittsburgh. Last year in the regular season game, they got dominated by Pittsburgh. And it's going to be a hard game for them to win. And I don't put a lot of stock, you know, in this game. I think it'll say a lot for New England if they're able to beat Pittsburgh. I think it'll say a lot for Pittsburgh if they're able to beat New England. But whoever loses this game, I don't think too much can be read into it. And I know that if New England loses back-to-back games, you know, people are going to claim the sky's fallen. But, you know, I still think that they're going to have a solid year. And it's just hard for me to dismiss Bill Belichick and that team that they won't be there in the playoffs come January.
Yeah, I mean, I think most people would agree. But at 1-2, you know, maybe it's that people are looking for a reason to say that they're falling apart, but I don't know if that would be the case. But 1-2, people would say, well, the three-time Super Bowl champs under 500 would be interesting. All right,
I think they're hoping, Bruce. I mean, I think they're looking, but I think a lot of people in the AFC are hoping that they lose more games and are not nearly what they were.
Yeah, there's no question about it. We'll take another break on the Troy Aikman Show. When we come back, quick shots around the league. Stay with us. This is 40 News Radio.
KTCK Dallas Fort Worth, KTDK Sanger. Introducing ForbesAutos.com, a new website devoted to helping you find your next luxury vehicle. ForbesAutos.com can help you make informed purchase decisions on over 350 luxury models. Visit us today for advice, reviews, and dealer price information, as well as a chance to win a 400 horsepower Cadillac GTS V Series. ForbesAutos.com. New purchase necessary. Game ends December 22nd, 2005. Open to U.S. residents 18 or older. Visit ForbesAutos.com for full official rules.
I'm a second grade school teacher on a teacher's salary, which can be limiting. I was pretty sure that LASIK was completely out of my budget until one of the teachers at my school told me about Booth Eye Care and Laser Center and Dr. Booth. He offers a special savings plan for teachers and their families. I met Dr. Booth personally at my free consultation. He assured me that he would help make my Wavefront custom view intralasic procedure affordable. Well, as you can probably guess, today I have 20/15 vision, and as Dr. Booth promised, it was affordable, even on a teacher's salary. Thanks, Dr. Booth, for my incredible new sight. My second grader...